If you don't force behaviors, whether it's gender or race or just any way you want to say the composition of your team, we're going to have to force change.
The big money, the big banks, the federal government, BlackRock, whether it's University of Texas, hell, A&M's even this bad now, or Yale, or Harvard's the worst, Berkeley, they literally teach, and it's not just in the political science classes. They make a whole bunch of the CRT and transgender stuff and leftist queer theory, pedophile theory, mandatory now in these colleges. And it's in the high schools, it's in the junior highs, it's even in many of the elementaries. It's come out that the government keeps it secret across the country and files on the kids and the parents and try to cut the children away from the parents and convince them to change their gender.
This is a multi-million dollar industry.
Asra Namani did what more journalists should do. She filed Freedom of Information Act requests that forced school districts to reveal that they're paying consultants to spread critical race theory.
I have the proof. We found 300 plus contracts and counting. Like every day I'm getting a new contract. For them to deny it is just part of their campaign.
But that's just for teachers, says the CNN guest.
Can it influence the way that some teachers teach? Yeah, but that's a good thing, right? Because race and racism is literally the building blocks of this country.
I mean, this is already over the edge of the cliff. We're already over the cliff here, okay? We're not about to go over the cliff. We drove over it a long time ago. So when you see the cashless society and you see the social credit scores and you see you go to the grocery store and they're in your face saying, have an app, use an app to be here, you'll get great deals. Here's a headline. China creates global AI governance initiative to control world's tech, control the population's mind, infiltrating our minds, the future of cognitive warfare, the official main operation that is now in full swing of the Communist Party China. And they admit it's a competing program to the West that has a very similar AI brainwashing cultural control grid rolling out. But they're two competing systems because Xi Jinping about 9 years ago broke with the globalist who he'd been allied with. That's what always happens with these tyrants is they'll work with each other at first. And then when one group thinks they have the upper hand, they will make their move. It is funded by the most powerful banks and corporations in the world to promote classical Maoist Marxist-Leninist ideology. And the revolutionary form that they've chosen of communism, which is a bunch of different subsets, is the Maoist model. The Confucius organizations of almost all the major public and private colleges literally run by the communist Chinese. So the hour is extremely late. We're very, very far down this rat hole. Remember I told you decades ago China was funding thousands of colleges for the curriculum, giving them billions of dollars to undermine America, to criticize capitalism, the nuclear family, while China is promoting the nuclear family to make us weak. And now it came out a few months ago that thousands of public schools and private schools are giving Chinese communist money to follow their curriculum. So this is all paid for. The transgenderism, the communism, the critical race theory, and it's all coming from BlackRock and the communist Chinese. And when you go into a restaurant, they want to make you look at an app to order your food. That's literally through the global restaurant associations and the World Economic Forum and the big banks. When you walk in a grocery store, they're trying to make you have an app or Chick-fil-A. All of that is to get you ready for the cashless society. People say, oh, it's just a technology. No, it's designed and being implemented and rolled out to totally and completely make it a post-human world. If you don't have humans serving you dinner or cutting your hair or growing your vegetables or raising your children, it's a computer. And it's an AI system where it can all be standardized and surveilled and tracked. So everything is about building new independent economies and not joining the big centralized economy as much as you can. They've already made it impossible, unless you're Amish, to not interface with it some. And they're simply looking at us as a commodity and saying, humans have always been cheap, but now they're garbage. And they just say the future's not human. Humans were bad. We're worthless. We hurt the earth. We don't have free will. Well, the globalists actually don't believe that. They want you to hate yourself and have a self-fulfilling prophecy. The world's going to end in 2030 because if they get their plans of Agenda 2030 through, you'll think it's the end of the world. And for most of us, it will be. You're going to live through this. This is all going to happen. They're going to attempt it. Please remember... We are listener supported and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Podcasts that people have been putting in the can and waiting on. A couple big ones, I'll leave it at that. When they drop them, they drop them. All right, I spent a couple hours yesterday on some very disturbing phone calls with lawyers and others dealing with January 6 convictees in the kangaroo courts, namely my old friend Joe Big and others, Joe Biggs. They are torturing the living snot out of them in prison. They don't just have Owen in solitary confinement. They are torturing the hell out of them. And it's standard torture that they do to political prisoners. We're going to be joined by Joe Biggs' lawyer, Norm Pattis, and one of the leaders of one of the main activist groups has been in contact with all of the major people that were convicted in the kangaroo courts in D.C. But they're not even letting people talk to their lawyers. So we've had to get this from sources inside the prison, and it's been confirmed. And we're also going to have a guest on who has been able to talk to them, but not for weeks. It's been intensifying. We're talking about keeping people in restraint 16 hours a day, driving them from prison to prison, not feeding them for up to 3 days, not letting them talk to their lawyers. I mean, this is what happened to our troops that got captured by the North Vietnamese. This is North Korea stuff, folks. This is North Korea-level crap. And Congressman Biggs, no relation to Joe Biggs, who heads up the committee that has oversight of the Bureau of Prisons, is hopping mad. He's confirmed a lot of this has happened. And we've confirmed and had meetings with the Speaker of the House. Biggs's representatives and others have. And also Congressman Gates. You saw some of the hearings this week where Owen was brought up, and Owen's great, and what's happened to him is terrible, in a precedent-setting case of a journalist put in jail for free speech, and it's terrible, but what they're doing to the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers is unbelievable. Imagine not getting fed for 3 days. Imagine being thrown in a freezing cell in your underwear for a month, never even allowed out, supermax level, for nothing. Imagine not being fed. Imagine being driven from prison to prison. Imagine not talking to your daughter in 6 months. And it's the model for all of us. They've had the left all over Homeland Security, all over TV, that we're now going to use Homeland Security on the Trump supporters. If we don't stand up for Stuart Rhodes and Joe Biggs and Enrique Tarrio and others, we're next. So that's the bottom of the hour. Then we got a bunch of other big guests today. Really interesting fellow. I've known about him for years. Got a chance to meet him a few days ago. Asked him to go on the show. Mark England will be joining us to talk about the whole waterfront and ways to, you know, not get depressed during this tyranny, but to actually overcome it and how to not be a victim. Jason Hinkle is a super viral journalist and very eclectic. He'll be joining us as well. And then there's been massive internet outages and power outages in New Zealand, all globalist run. Maria Z will be reporting on that, and I'll host some with her in the fourth hour today. That said, there's a lot of other news and information to get to. Obviously, the debate last night for so many issues is a Rosetta Stone or a keyhole or a skeleton key where you can look through the keyhole and see the bigger world on the other side. Ramaswamy devastated them. The other candidates were a joke. The worst, Chris Christie and Nikki Haley up there with her Freudian slip. First thing she'll do is catch and release. He destroyed them, and it's the attitude he has that we should have against the New World Order, against the establishment. The debate had less than a million viewers. But on Steven Crowder's show, last night I was on, it had 2 million viewers at least. They're a joke. And Vivek, skip the break, literally nailed them when he said, we shouldn't have NBC hosting a Republican debate. There's no Republicans watching NBC and MSNBC. We should have Joe Rogan and Elon Musk and Tucker Carlson hosting this. They're the populace. They're so popular. Why do we keep kissing the ass of the establishment? No one's watching us because we're idiots. To the system. We keep acting like it's still in power. It's a facade that blew over. You see those Hollywood sets where it's just the front of a house? You look behind it, it's some boards propping it up. This is not even a propped up, 1 foot thick front of a house. It blew over, and termites ate it. It's a rotting hulk. But let's not be mean. There are a lot of old folks that were smarter than I am and are totally awake. But for the majority of older folks, they still think, even though they don't even watch it, that's the media. That's what matters. And most of the young people are just oblivious, not even tuned into what's happening. But for the large minority of people of every race, color, and creed, it is Alex Jones. It is Tucker Carlson. It is Joe Rogan. It is Vivek Ramaswamy. It is Russell Brand. It is Jimmy Dore. And that's why RFK Jr. sounds like us. And that's why Tulsi Gabbard sounds like us. Whether they're good or bad, they know where the world's going. They can stick their finger in the wind and say it's blowing the direction of freedom. And so my greatest victory is you keeping me on air. It's your victory. And the fact that we sustained through all these attacks to get to the point where we see the Great Awakening exploding right now. The problem is it's like this passe thing, like the war's over though, Alex. You're not needed anymore. No, we're awake that we're in a war. And now when we speak out against lockdowns and tyranny, we get a response and we have some victory. But now we're in the fight. And this is the most important point of our entire operation. So I'm going to plug this right now. Let me get to the news. I thought about this last night and this morning because it's a paradox. It's a very interesting paradox that I want to explain to people. For at least 4 or 5 years, we've been on the edge of not having enough money to operate. We've made every cut we can make. We can't cut anymore. People don't get raises around here for years, bonuses, nothing, but they stay here because they're dedicated and they care about freedom. I've sold almost everything I've got. I'm in the process of selling the last piece of property that's not my home. Won't even pay a third of what I need to get done. I'm not complaining. If God wants me out of the game and God doesn't touch your heart to support us, that's the way it is. But let me explain a paradox here. This building, this infrastructure, the crew, the brain trust we have here, if I shut this down and just say, well, we're essentially been shut down. I'm not quitting. You've quit on us, and I'm not mad at you. And people think, well, Jones is around forever. You know, he's fine. If I don't show you and shut it down, I won't get the funds. Now, I know what's going to happen. The minute we announce, oh, we're shutting down in 2 weeks, we'll suddenly have more money than we need. But I don't jerk people's chain. And the way it works in bankruptcy, because we're going through reorganization, is if we do say we're shut down, we're shut down. So I can't sit here and bluff you, because it's not a bluff. I have to explain to you that I personally am now, I said $1 million in the hole. If I sell my property that's up for sale, it's worth $1 million, I'm in the hole $2 million. Now, at a sick level, I'm doing this 29 years. I'll still do interviews. I'll still do show. It's fine. I love the crew. I don't want them to have the victory to shut this down. But at one level, I'm like, well, I mean, I'm going to be on air 7-8 hours today. I was up here at 10 o'clock last night. I'm not complaining. I love it. But I never quit, and I never sell out. But if you don't take me seriously and don't support us, that's your decision. And I got news to it, so I'm resigned to it. I feel good. I've done my job. It's all in God's hands. But when I tell you, because that's the Achilles heel, and that's what they did. They knew what they were doing. They make me pay half the legal bills for free speech. Free speech has the money to pay the bills. Not a lot of extra, but they can do it. They have me paying half the bills. And the big joke is, oh, Jones will give up, or Jones will go away if we just set it up, because, you know, they knew my real money right when I filed. And so they set it up where I'd run down to nothing thinking that'll demoralize me. No, it'll just shut this down and then I'll just continue on. It just won't be InfoWars. So that's really up to everybody right now. I need people to go to defendjones.com and you can make a donation. You know, the goal I put up a month ago is $1 million. We raised like $200,000. Defendjones.com on Give, Send, Go. No, I mean, I need to raise millions of dollars. And it sounds like, oh, millions. Millions is nothing nowadays. If you want this to stay on the air, go make a donation, $5, $1,000, $10, $100 at defendjones.com. And I do actually get part of the money from the sale of my book at InfoWarsStore.com. You get the signed copy, I get a big percentage of it. If everybody just went and got a signed copy of The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance at InfoWarsStore.com, I wouldn't be spending 5 hours a day. 5 hours a day jacking with money. And I'm not complaining. I just want to be on the field fighting. It's a great book. It's historic. It's a game plan. We're winning in many levels. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and support free speeches as well by getting Ultra 12 back in stock, by getting Superfilm Vitality, by getting Coil Silver, by getting all the great products that are there. That's what it takes to fight a war, and we sell you great products in the process. Down and Out Sleep Aid, 40% off. But whatever you do, however you see fit, this will be a commitment. If I come in here in a month and I say, well, it looks like I'm not going to be able to continue on, and there'll be an agreement with the court, and I'll say there's a 3-4 month wind down, we'll sell out of everything that's left, and suddenly there'll be all this support. I'm not going to pull the plug, folks, and turn it back on. When I say, okay, we've run our course, it's not a bluff. We will then disconnect InfoWars. And the crew will have 3-4 months to get a job. We'll sell out of everything we've got. And people will be like, no, we want to donate. We want to help. No, it's done. It's done. Because you can't, with a court, start the process and reverse it. So I'm ready to resign right now. I'm ready to do it. I'm sick of begging for money. I don't like doing it. And if God has decided, and I think that's what maybe is happening, that I'm not supposed to be here anymore, I think the crew's going to be fine as well. We're ready to pull the plug. And Odell will get out of prison, hopefully, and he can come back and say bye to everybody too, and he'll have a new show and all the rest of it. That's just how this is. So it's not George Soros is going to decide whether we stay on air. It's not Hillary Clinton. It's you. You're going to decide whether we stay on air or not. We are the trailblazers. We wrote the book because the old timers were the real OGs, the John Birchers and the generals and the FBI agents and just all and the G. Edward Griffins, General Partons. They were writing books and talking to tiny audiences and traveling the country and the world, warning people. And they're the reason we're here. They lit the fire. They created it. InfoWars, by you, by the grace of God, is what brought it to the masses. We're the big, giant wave. And if it's time for that wave to go away, we already see all the new huge waves of resistance to the New World Order. It's the thing now. It's everywhere. It's the dominant force. And if it's my time to bow out, still do interviews, still do stuff, things, but it won't be the big deal. That is your decision. You have to decide. Right now, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. It says donate. You can sign up for auto-donate or do it one time. Decide whether you want to keep free speech on the air. But the Achilles heel is Alex Jones. And the court knows full well I have no money. They know I'm upside down. They're like, hey, you're going to pay the bills or you go away. And so that's where this is, ladies and gentlemen. So they're essentially shutting us down, but they don't want you to have the victory of them officially shutting us down. They just want to have the victory. I think I'm too stupid to not know this, of where I have no money and I can't even operate. And then there won't be legal bills to pay for the appeals and the defense and all the stuff going on in the bankruptcy. So that will shut down free speech. That's where we are. Very simple. You have a decision. You decide to go to defendjones.com and make a donation. You decide to buy the, you decide to buy my book. That supports free speech and me. There's a few things I get funds from. Or you decide to go be a member of JonesCrowder.com. You get all of Steven Crowder's shows, all the other shows, my special show, all the things we do there for like $7 and change a month. You get a free month, JonesCrowder.com. Go there. Decide to support. But I'm going to get to a point in the next few weeks where I'm not going to even plug stuff anymore. It's going to be up to you. And I've always been honest with the crew. I'm like, no, we're not shutting down. Hey, we can fight for years. Hey, we can go on. Well, years have gone by now. And I don't want the crew to get another job yet. I think we're going to make it through this. But people aren't listening to what I'm saying. All right? They think, oh, that's just Jones. You know, the media says he's got $400 million. I don't have $500,000. May I be struck down by a bolt of lightning if I'm lying? It's not true. They just want us to go away. They don't want to have the victory, us have the victory of shutting us down. That made Tucker Carlson even bigger. But that's what they're effectively doing. So it's up to you, and I'm done talking about it. But let me get back to the positive news, because everybody's Alex Jones now. And Vivek Ramaswamy knocked it out of the park. You say, oh, is he good? Is he bad? The stuff he's doing is devastating them. Same thing with Elon Musk. Same thing with Joe Rogan. Same thing with Russell Brand. All of it. Tucker Carlson. The list goes on and on. So the good news is, maybe I'm like an old military officer that's already been in like five wars, and I'm old now. Maybe it's time for me to take a back seat. I'm ready. I'm calm. I'm prepared. And I've done my mission. But if you decide to pull me out of the game, if you decide to take me and put me on the bench, then do it. And I'm done. It's that simple. DefendJones.com, JonesCrowder.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Get the book, buy the signed copy, get the unsigned copy. Whatever you do, you make the decision. But we've been through a long, hard fight this far, and I don't want to be taken out of the game. I want to keep fighting. But, man, I'm not going to sit here for 5-10 minutes a show when we got so much critical news for people and talk about myself anymore. You're going to get 1 minute plugs an hour here on out, and that's it. And if the money don't come in, we're gone. You've been told, it's been there. That's a fact. You can bet your bottom dollar on it. On my soul, on my children, that's how it is. All right, good. Now, let's get to what I was talking about. And you got Hillary coming out saying Trump is Hitler and Trump's going to put everybody in prison. That's what they're actually doing to us. You got Ramaswamy saying this place is a joke. No one watches NBC. This is, and Lester Holt was like literally having a meltdown because they know they're nobody. They know everybody hates them. But why does the Republican Party go kiss its ass? Because they're part of the establishment propping up the system. They're losing on purpose. Here's Vivek Ramaswamy.
Ramaswamy, let me turn to you. Please make your case. Why should you be the nominee and not the former president?
I think there's something deeper going on in the Republican Party here, and I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers at the end of the day. It is a cancer in the Republican establishment. Let's speak the truth. I mean, since Ronna McDaniel took over as chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost 2018, 2020, 2022, no red wave that never came. We got trounced last night in 2023, and I think that we have to have accountability in our party. For that matter, Ron, if you want to come on stage tonight, you want to look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, I will turn over my, yield my time to you. And frankly, look, the people there are cheering for losing in the Republican Party. Think about who's moderating this debate. This should be Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk. We'd have 10 times the viewership asking questions that GOP primary voters actually care about and bringing more people into our party. You think the Democrats, and we've got Kristen Welker here, do you think the Democrats would actually hire Greg Gutfeld to host a Democratic debate? They wouldn't do it. And so the fact of the matter is, I mean, Kristen, I'm going to use this time because this is actually about you in the media and the corrupt media establishment. Ask you the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that you pushed on this network for years. Was that real or was that Hillary Clinton made up disinformation? Answer the question. Go.
Mr. Rob.
Sorry. This is how we get our country back. Accountability, because this media rigged the 2016 election. They rigged the 2020 election with the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Mr. Ramaswamy,
and they're going to rig this election.
Your time is up.
Accountability.
Let me turn to Governor Christie. Why?
That's right. They rigged the election. Everything you said was totally true. He pointed out that fentanyl killing 100 and something thousand people a year is a chemical attack on our biology. If people are putting it in Big Macs, it'd be the biggest story ever. Imagine if Big Macs had killed 110,000 people or 112,000 people. People were putting fentanyl in it. Poisoning. But no one's like, oh, it's an overdose. No, they put it in the marijuana. They put it in the vapes. They put it in all the crap. And I mean, everybody I know's had family die. I'm pissed. Now we got Hillary Clinton saying Trump is Hitler and that, oh, Hitler got elected. Oh, he's going to put everybody in jail. They're the ones putting everybody in jail. They're the ones surveilling everybody. They're the ones saying the American people are terrorists. Here she is on The View that's been canceled. It's not being renewed. Here's this failure, this war criminal blob up there literally saying what she is, but saying that it's Trump instead. Here it is.
I think that your loss to Trump in 2016 will go down in history as one of the most pivotal times in our country, one of the most pivotal moments in our country. And it's still reeling from, you know, Trump's policies, I think, and the deep divisions that he sowed in this country. Mm-hmm. What, in your view, would happen if he were to be reelected?
Oh, I can't even think that, because I think it would be the end of our country as we know it. And I don't say that lightly. You know, I hated losing, and I especially hated losing to him because I had seen so many warning signals during the campaign. But I immediately said, look, we have to give him a chance. We've got to support, you know, the president we have, and I meant it, and I tried really hard. And then literally from his inauguration on, it was nothing but, you know, accusing people of things, making up facts, denying the size of the crowd at his own inauguration. And everything that I worried about, I saw unfolding. And so I think that he'd be even worse now because he was somewhat restrained, believe it or not, in the first term by people who he hired because he thought they would go along with him, and they stood up to him. And so now he is going to, if he were ever near the Oval Office again, find people who have no principles, no conscience, who totally tied, you know, to his fortunes, literally, and therefore would do whatever he said. And so the wreckage is almost unimaginable. You know, when I was Secretary of State, I used to talk about one and done. And what I meant by
think about
that
how great America was when Trump was in.
People would get legitimately elected.
Look at this warmonger.
And then they would try to do away.
Remember, she
with
said Trump wasn't legitimately elected.
Opposition.
But then Trump's back, as he says, they stole it.
Press. And you could see it in countries where, well, Hitler was duly elected.
That's right.
Right. And so all of a sudden, somebody with those tendencies, those dictatorial, authoritarian tendencies, would be like, oh, okay, we're going to shut this down. We're going to throw these people in jail. And they didn't usually telegraph that. Trump is telling us what he intends to do.
We need to listen to
take him at
and then she goes on, guys, get me the full clip. She goes, he wants to shut down the free press. He wants to censor. No, that's you, you disgusting witch. That's you and big tech and the whole establishment. You're the establishment. You're the torturing the J6 people right now.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels, and what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139, and Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
We are in the middle of a crude and ugly communist revolution, funded by the big banks as a battering ram into a new age digital economy and a total surveillance state. All branches of government are attacking we the people, and they offer us only one option, a meaningless vote in a rigged election. What we can do is be prepared, and you can support the InfoWar by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com for products to help you through good times and bad. And you can share the videos at band.video. Our best hope still is, and always has been, a mass awakening. So download the videos, share them, upload them, and send them everywhere. Let the world unite for truth, justice, and 1776 worldwide.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you are having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast. I like to fight, too. I like to eat. I like to have children. I'm here. I got a life force. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what everybody was like before us. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere. Get behind me, Satan. Down with the devil.
This can't be. You're playing the wrong message.
Visit InfoWars.com/show today.
All right. Everybody knows I was there on January 6th. We know the truth. The feds ran their operation. They set us up. President Trump had an area to speak by the Supreme Court, by the White House, by the Capitol. He never got there because the Secret Service wouldn't take him there. It was a setup. We've seen the kangaroo trials in D.C. We see Trump with a judge already finding him guilty in New York, who will then decide how guilty he is. We've seen myself have judges find me guilty. This is a new America. And we know in the D.C. gulag, which is a notoriously horrible jail, Owen Schroyer was there and had roaches all over him. You fall asleep for 2 minutes, just dozens of them all over you, hundreds of them dead on the walls in every cell. Owen is in solitary confinement for his free speech from prison, calling out, which is not illegal. But this isn't about Owen. This is about all of us. Joe Biggs, used to be a reporter here as well, was there, didn't attack anybody, didn't do anything. He shook a fence, they say, and he was convicted and sent to prison for decades, along with Enrique Tarrio and others. We haven't heard from him in months. We haven't heard from Stuart Rhodes and the Oath Keepers, who did absolutely nothing. And now his lawyer, Joe Biggs's lawyer, can't even get in touch with him. He's also my lawyer, famous constitutional lawyer, Norm Pattis. Trennis Evans heads up and is the founder and the head of Condemned USA, investigative documentarian, author, January 6th expert, speaker. Rock the Red Board, Condemned USA, on Twitter, condemnedusa.com. He is one of the only people in his organization, because they've been there since day one, who's got enough sources and enough of the J6ers to at least be able to talk to a few of them to find out what's happening. So they disappeared into a black hole. He's recently talked to Biggs. His team has. His lawyer has not in a while. And what I've confirmed is going on, torture devices, restraints, dieseling, where they drive you around from facility to facility or leave you in a car, putting on box handcuffs, which the manufacturer, and I have their own documents here, says you shouldn't wear for more than 3 hours, 16 or more hours, not feeding them for several days, up to 3 days. This is stuff you wouldn't do to terrorists. And they're setting the precedent for everybody and saying Homeland Security needs to go after all Trump supporters and outlaws. That's on MSNBC, CNN. So, Norm Pattis, you can introduce this and then bring in Trennis Evans from Condemned USA, the founder and head of it, that focuses on this and documents this, and thank God has been able to get us this intel, because we still haven't talked to Owen. I'm not going to say how we know. Obviously, there's folks inside the prison don't like what's happening, both guards and prisoners. It's the same thing with the Nashville Shooters Manifesto. They've taken 7 of the police off of on administrative leave. They're not the ones that gave Crowder the information. I'll leave it at that. But it shows the persecution just to even get this intel. So when you've got secret political prisoners, that's next level. Not just political prisoners, but now we don't even know what's going on with them. And we get tiny little snapshots of the hell they're in. Joe Biggs, I've not been fed in 3 days. I sleep in the with no clothes, 15 people in my underwear in freezing temperatures. And I know the standard torture of dieseling that's been documented before, but now they're scaling it up for everybody. So constitutional lawyer Norm Pattis, I'm going to give you and Trennis Evans pretty much the floor here. We're skipping the next break. We've got about 22 minutes here. Start off here, then let's bring in Trennis Evans.
So thank you for having me, Alex. It's always a pleasure to see you and to be able to address your viewers. There is a war going on in the United States, and it's a war for the soul of America. And that war, one of the battlefields, is in the nation's prison system. It's very easy for prison officials to engage in what I'll call subliminal warfare, warfare just below the threshold of what is obvious. And this is what's gone on with Joe Biggs. Joe Biggs, you may recall, was an InfoWars reporter. He was also my client in the January 6th case. In that case, the insurrection case, federal prosecutors charged him with planning an insurrection with other members of the Proud Boys and persons known and unknown to use force against the authority of the United States government. There was really no evidence that they did anything other than occur at a riot and then enter Capitol grounds thereafter, and maybe they shouldn't have. That was a crime we would have considered pleading to, but insurrection never. Joe was convicted. Thereafter, the government sought to have him declared a terrorist. They sought what's called a terrorism enhancement under federal sentencing guidelines. Now, how does that work, you'll say? He was convicted of insurrection. A D.C. jury found him guilty. The terrorism enhancement is one that says if a person engages in certain conduct, it should be regarded as ultra serious. There are 47 statutes that will qualify you as a terrorist. They include things like blowing up an airliner, assassinating a congressman, kidnapping a federal official, using anthrax or biochemical weapons. Joe and the Proud Boys did nothing of the sort. They did.
Shooting Congressman Scalise, breaking Rand Paul's ribs, but the media didn't call them terrorists. Keep going.
So, but what happened is a fence got destroyed that day, and that fence was worth no more than $32,000. Well, one of the offenses that'll qualify for the terrorism enhancement is destruction of government property. So the government said, look at this fence. They're terrorists. Judge Timothy Halfway Kelly, I call him Halfway because the government always asked for too much and Kelly gave him half of what they wanted. We were supposed to be thankful for that. We weren't. And we'll take that up with the appellate court. But Kelly sentenced him, but they had the scarlet T on their forehead. And the prison officials, when they take a look at their transit papers and see the terrorism designation, they don't know who they're looking at. And so they're treating these men as though they are members of Hamas in Jerusalem. Joe, for example, has been en route to his final destination for more than a week now. And what's happened before he got there? You'll recall, I call it the Dostoevsky assassination trick. The Tsar, I think it was Tsar Nicholas, had Dostoevsky condemned to death, the famous Russian author. Dostoevsky was marched out. He faced the firing squad, and the Tsar said, no, I'll call it off. And Dostoevsky was shattered by the experience. Here's what they're doing to Biggs and the guys. Wake them up one morning. Get up. We're moving you. Now you've got to get rid of your material. You lose your commissary accounts. You've got to get stuff they won't let take with you. They'll move them to a car, and then they'll sit them there or on a bus, and then they'll say, never mind, we're going to take you back. This happened on several occasions.
But the most important part is the box handcuffs that are pure torture.
Well, we're getting to that right now. So Joe, then they're going to move him down to Petersburg, and they put him in a transport vehicle with box handcuffs on for 16 hours. Now these handcuffs are designed so that a person cannot undo the chains or get a key into the lock. The manufacturer says no more than a couple hours, two or three. It could cause permanent damage. Joe's hands were in that box cuffs for 16 hours. Such that he lost sensation to his hands. We don't know whether there's going to be permanent nerve damage or not. Now, mind you, Joe is a combat veteran who suffered a traumatic brain injury as a result of injuries he suffered in Iraq. He did two tours there. He was on the phone with one of the folks from Condemned USA. And by the way, if you don't know Condemned USA, get to know them. They're doing God's work in this case.
And by the way, I know Joe well. We've been to the river. We've been to the lake. He's been to my house and swam. He didn't make a big deal about it, but he wasn't just blown up. He's got shrapnel and bullet holes on him.
He's a Purple Heart recipient. I mean, it was the only Proud Boy who received the Purple Heart, the only J6 condemnee that got the Purple Heart. He told a person at Condemned he was in so much pain and is that he kept praying for God to take away the pain. This is pain the United States government put on him. Joe Biggs, patriot, Purple Heart winner, being moved by our government in secrecy. And what's he doing? Please, God, take this pain away from me. I can't take it anymore. They get him to a location.
And by the way, it's on record. He got that Purple Heart and other commendations literally in blown up vehicles and hand-to-hand combat with Al-Qaeda.
Brave man. Hey, what, as he testified, or as he told me, it was in a statement, he always wanted to be the tip of the spear. Joe went to where the action was. He was an action junkie. When he was in Iraq, nobody had to volunteer to flush out the enemy. Joe went first. He's a hero. Now he's praying, God, please take the pain away that the government has imposed on me. They get to a location 16 hours later. He hasn't eaten in a day. They give him a slice of pizza. Another day goes by. That's all they give him to eat. He can't get a commissary account. He talks to guards about this and said, what's going on? Well, and here's what they tell him. They regard him as a terrorist. They're afraid of him. As a result of this, he is being kept under unusually harsh conditions. One night he was forced to sleep on the floor in a cell with 15 other people without even a blanket. So he's cuffed, manacled in ways that cause excruciating pain, deprived food, deprived access to food that he can buy himself, forced to sleep on the floor, and he still hasn't arrived at his final destination. Right now he's in Atlanta. We don't know how long he will remain in Atlanta.
And here's the key. They're not letting him talk to you. You have to get this through other people.
Well, when you try to make a prison call, they say, oh no, the inmate has to initiate it. When the inmate tries to initiate it, suddenly the phone doesn't work or they can't get through to you. And so they can keep him in isolation.
So he's been sucked into a black hole like our troops and by the Japanese or by the Vietnamese or by the North Koreans. Norm, let's bring in the other guest here, Trentus Evans, who by all I've seen him on many other shows, we're glad to have him here. They've been working with these political prisoners since it started almost 3 years ago. So Trentis, give us, you've actually talked to the folks. We've been unable to get a hold of Joe in like 2-3 months. What is happening?
So, well, between our representatives and the family members, we're able to stay in very good communication with these individuals and track the movements and track the absolute abhorrent failure and the injustice that is happening in our criminal justice system, i.e. the BOP, from everything that's happening, from watching these guys with the transport, they're being told they're domestic terrorists with, you know, as Norm mentioned here, with the terrorism enhancement charges. And it is a fact that these people are scared. We've witnessed this. We've heard this story time and again with these individuals that, you know, the guards get this guy. It says it's a terrorist and they're going, wow, okay, this is a really bad person. They must have blown someone up, killed someone, done some abhorrent, horrific action. And come to find out, just like Norm said, and like the evidence spoke to, these guys are guilty of protesting, maybe a little too boisterous, or at the most, you know, engaging in some what might one could consider riotous behavior. And here we are in America that you have Purple Heart recipients, highly decorated individuals that are experiencing this kind of absolute strife placed upon them by Merrick Garland, Joe Biden, and their weaponized justice system today. And this is a very scary time in our country, and people should be very worried about what's happening here.
Well, that's right. And talk about your organization and then talking to the families, talking to these victims, because we know they were getting tortured. People having their eyes put out in the D.C. gulag, but now they're scaling it up no matter where they go. Owen Schroyer didn't go in the Capitol, try to keep people out. He gets, you know, a couple months in the gulag, and now he's in solitary confinement.
Yeah, so the absolute effort of the government to absolutely destroy these people. So there's a psychological effort, as has already mentioned, and then there's the abuse of these individuals by medical treatment. We've seen other Proud Boys, even Christopher Worrell, denied medical treatment. You've seen the judges actually cite individuals that were running the D.C. gulag, Wanda Patton and Quincy Booth, that later resigned over this, for the absolute inhumane treatment and failure to administer medical treatment. This is a ongoing story. I mean, I could sit here and list person after person, individual after individual. And you, when you talk to these mothers and these wives and the children of these individuals, you should just be heartbroken by what you hear. So the organization, it was formed in an effort to help these people. We've raised the money for legal defenses. We've raised money for the appeals. We've raised money to house attorneys. Great men like Norm Pattis have, you know, come at this thing, and they're absolutely, they talk about the tip of the spear. We're talking about the tip of the spear here. Alex, you're the tip of the spear in the reporting on this. You have Norm Pattis as the tip of the spear in the legal, and it's a conjoint
effort. And by the way, let's be clear. Norm's gone down to Louisiana with Owen. He's gone to other jails and prisons for other people. He was there last week with Matt Gaetz and the head of the committee over prisons, Congressman Biggs, no relation to Biggs. And they're bringing up in hearings. There's now investigations going on. What needs to happen to stop this? Because I know, Norm, you've done the research. You know the name of the federal prosecutor that we now know is in control of this, demanding some of this persecution. I mean, this is a message to all of us to intimidate the American people.
I think it is. I think the goal, and it's no mystery that this occurs in 2024 in the run-up to the next general election. The message that we're supposed to get is be afraid, be very afraid, be careful, be very careful. Maybe stay home. Maybe don't dissent. Maybe don't go to your church if you have to be a conservative Roman Catholic. Our response has to be, hell no, we will go. And I think the best thing that ordinary people can do today, right now, is pick up the pen and paper and write a letter to one of these inmates. And the reason I say that, and we have their addresses on the screen, the reason I say that is people know, the guards know that we're watching when they get the mail. The administration knows that we're watching when they get the mail. The last conversation I had with Owen, he was telling me how grateful he was to people for all the mail they sent. I saw the public broadcast, the message that was broadcast publicly. He thanked listeners. Write to Joe Biggs, write to Zach Grell, who's being denied medical treatment today. You know, they want him to take an experimental injection. They won't give him the pills that he wanted, and now they're forcing him to detox because they won't give him his prescription. Zach Grell is another military man injured in the line of duty who's being deprived medical care. You need to let them know we're watching. Earlier this week, I was in D.C., Alex. The House Judiciary Committee has a subcommittee on the Bureau of Prisons, and Colette Peters, I believe her name is, the Bureau of Prisons director, testified. Matt Gaetz from Florida raised Owen's name. He raised the name of another inmate. She didn't know anything about it. Representative Andy Biggs asked for, permission to have a site visit. He wanted it pre-approved. He got a mealy-mouthed response that was unsatisfactory. I sat there and watched the Bureau of Prisons play like the three monkeys. I hear no evil, I see no evil, I speak no evil. She went to the committee unprepared to address the human rights situation as to these prisoners. I met with Representative Biggs thereafter and I said, you need to subpoena people from the Washington office of the District Attorney's Office and the Department of Justice. I believe, I have reason to believe that they're insisting that these men be given harsher, more onerous conditions of confinement because of the crimes they've been convicted of than other similarly situated people. This is simply wrong. Congressional oversight needs to be activated at this point. So write to the men, call Mike Johnson. Owen, for example, is being held at the Oakdale Federal Correctional Institution in Oakdale, Louisiana, Mike Johnson's jurisdiction.
And let's make no mistake, they are scaling this up. They're on MSNBC and CNN saying, we're going to lock all of you up. You're terrorists. You're the main focus, not Islam, not Russia. Trentus Evans, I interrupted you. I apologize. What should we do? What can we do? You agree they're scaling this up? Please continue.
This is a full frontal attack. They're no longer doing this from the dark of night. They're no longer doing it from the, closets or hiding in the corners in the shadows to do it. They're having ticker tape parades down Main Street right now, advertising what they're going to do to you. And it's like, you better believe them, take them at their word. This is what they're coming for. They're coming for you. They're coming for your ideology. They're coming for your religion, and they're coming for anything conservative, but to stomp it out and move into this radical leftist ideology. What I suggest and what I know is the right thing to do is to get involved and do not think for a second that you can hide from this. You will have nothing, and your children and future generations will have nothing if you don't engage now. We're 3/4 of the way into Hitler's Germany. And what I'm suggesting to you is get on our site, come to Condemned USA, look at what we're doing, look at the efforts. We're helping to support efforts of people like Norm Pattis, great warriors in this battle, to hold on to what's left of our country and take back some shred of decency and recover from this now what's the remnants of the United States that we once grew up in. Come be a monthly donor. Be a contributor to what we do. Support these efforts. Help us get commissary to these people. Help us take care of their legal needs. Help us take care of their family. Help us take care of the fight. Not only that, Alex, excuse me, we're on offense here for these men. We are filing offensive actions. We are going after it. We have impeachment articles that are drafted, and it goes so much deeper. Come be a part of this fight. Join in the fight to save America through Condemned USA with great warriors like Norm Pattis.
I totally agree. And let's explain something again to the listeners. I know they get this. The globalists are big, powerful banks in BlackRock, but they use communism as their main ideology. Maoism at the colleges, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, they admit that's their operating system. They're not communists. They're just using a communist model. They are saying they want to outlaw conservative and populist demonstrations. They're saying the main threat is conservative Catholics that basically commit no crime. I mean, there's no evidence. They're saying they're sending Homeland Security to school boards where people say, I don't want my child taught they're evil because they're white or they're a Christian or taught transgenderism. They are literally saying, I play tons of the clips, that we're going to use Homeland Security now on the American people, anybody that questions elections. And they've indicted the president for questioning an election while they said he stole it with the Russians with no evidence. So this is a very dangerous time, and we should support the prisoners. We should get Trump in to pardon him. He says he will. But bigger than that is we don't just need congressional hearings on this that are starting. We need to make those hearings about January 6th and who's really guilty. They're scared of that. They're scared of hearings showing how the feds were involved and how they provocateured it, and how they stood down. Make the hearings about that, and that's how you get these prisoners released. You know, when they had the video that it was coming out of the Q shaman being invited in by the police and doing nothing wrong and tell everybody to be calm, they had to release him from prison. So I'm saying it's going to be cutting the head off the snake politically by exposing January 6th, and this is the perfect vehicle for those hearings, and we're very close. You know, I know who they are. You've been on the shows, but I contacted Steve Bannon last night and this morning, Jack Posobiec, a bunch of other great patriots. I've sent them your numbers, Trentus Evans and others. We need to make this a big deal. We're very close to hearings on this, and that's what they fear. But we've got to do this because they're establishing Guantanamo USA for us now. This is a maximum effort issue.
Well, Alex, I'm sure Norm would agree with this. that the judges have taken this extrajudicial notice of what happened with the Select Committee. And the 117th Congress's Select Committee on January 6th has reported lies and completed a narrative shift that of what actually happened on January 6th to suit their interests of what's happening now. We're seeing now the unraveling or the further down the road version of this. And until the 118th Congress provides something that judges can actually look at and have an extrajudicial notice of those matters, that's what's going to stand as what is the relevant evidence that they're basing this theology on, of this is some kind of occultist movement by the MAGA people that we were trying to overthrow the federal government on January 6th. And there is no way any reasonable person could think that the most armed populace on the face of the planet in history would attempt to take on the largest military industrial complex ever on the face of this globe with plastic flagpoles and megaphones. Somebody please explain that theory.
Well, that's right. You're not mostly peaceful, burning down $2 billion and killing dozens of people. And Travis, you're a J6er. You were there.
I was there. I said, you get in the building, you should stand for the crime that you committed. If it's a crime, fine, so be it. But equitable justice, right? I want to be treated just the same. You know, people have brought up a lot of different people in this. Ray Epps is a big topic. And I will say this about that. I think a lot of people should have been treated just like Mr. Epps was treated. Let's just leave it there. Wouldn't that be fair? Because if that's the conduct and that's what's...
Well, he helped ram signs into people. He said go into the building. He texted his family that he orchestrated it, and then he gets nothing, and then Joe Biggs gets...
Class B misdemeanor, sir.
Well, I've talked to folks that have been in these handcuffs. You cannot... I mean, it literally can make you have your arms rot off. It can kill the circulation. Total torture. Norm?
You know, I stepped away for a moment because I just got a call from Oakdale. And I told them I'd call them right back. So it's a prison official responding, to my inquiries about Owen for the first time in 2 weeks.
Hold on, do this. Call them right back. We're going to go to break, Norm. We'll come back to you. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I keep going, Travis. We're going to break in 1 minute. Keep going.
You got it. Well, listen, I will tell you that we've been in Congress. We've been lobbying. I'll tell you some of the other efforts since we're on this topic. We wrote a document called The Weaponization of Justice and produced it from Condemned USA. Our writers worked on this. Our volunteers worked on this. Our staff members worked on this. And we delivered this document, hand-delivered them, bound them and hand-delivered them. Thank God for some of the members of Congress that have helped push this effort. We have members in Congress that have agreed to carry our impeachment articles. Those are available, Alex. You can look at them at impeachdc.com. This effort is real. What we're doing is real. The offense is where we have to go. The American people will continue with receiving bludgeonings from this government. The beatings will continue until morale improves mentality. If all we're doing is holding up the shield, we must strike with the sword. And when I say that, I mean in our courts, and I mean in our congressional system, our system of government.
All right,
we have to learn to wield the Constitution.
Trentis Evans, stay there. We'll come right back. And then Norm's finally got a call from Owens Prison. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Your products have changed my life. Your Brain Force, all that makes me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store, support them, do what you need to do, because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man, get in the gym, because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen, and that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate love InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Prentice Evans is the head of Condemned USA, doing a splendid job exposing the Gulag Archipelago being set up in America. He spent 21 days in jail, set up as well, so he's got skin in the game. Condemned USA on Twitter, condemnedusa.com. Norm Pattis, Owen's lawyer and Joe Biggs' lawyer, just got a call from the prison. Owen's disappeared for weeks in solitary confinement. We should have an update. We have another great individual coming here about victimology and how to transcend it. Mark England coming up. And if we get him on late, we'll push into the next hour with the other guests, and I'll host part of the fourth hour. So everything's going to be on time here. But we're waiting for Norm to give us info. Trentis, you got cut off there. What else should we impart to people? But you see the heat we're putting on him with Congress and Matt Gaetz saying, where's Owen Schroyer? Why can't he talk to his lawyer? Why is he in solitary confinement? And then now, 48 hours later, now the prison's finally calling his lawyer. It shows the heat's having an effect. And if they can get Owen Schroyer and get Joe Biggs, they can get us all.
Alex, you know, it sure shows it's people like you that have kept this thing at the ball in the air. The ball has to stay in the air. We have to keep the eye on the target. We have to keep the American public aware of what's happening here. They have to know what's happening, because if they can sweep it under the rug, if they can push it behind the curtain, people like you are not exposing this, it will only get worse than it is. So think about how bad it is, and they know that we're watching. So Dominic Pozzola, let me paint a quick picture of Dominic Pozzola, one of the other Proud Boys involved here. Dominic Pozzola, after his diesel therapy with dozens of places, locations from while he was on pretrial, after sentencing, goes back to D.C., then goes to Philly, gets off a plane from Philly at KC, Oklahoma City facility, and is told that he's a domestic terrorist, instantly cast into the hole, 14 days in the hole, allowed to communicate with his wife or his daughters or his mother or especially his attorney. What if you need to talk to your attorney? Not allowed. This is insanity in America. Then he's told that he's allowed to make one phone call to his one person, contacts his wife, and then he's told 30 more days until he can communicate again. Another phone call, 15 minutes, 30 days from then. Then he's sent to Bettner, North Carolina. This place is a joke of a facility.
And let's be clear again, this is, it's all the same. They are setting the precedent and saying this is for all of us. Continue.
Yeah. So Bettner, North Carolina, the kitchen facility has literally caved in the roof. There's no hot water in the facility. They're not getting their three hots and a hot as it's told in prison. They're getting two sandwiches a day and a piece of fruit. That's the deal. That's what's happening. The sandwiches are coming to them expired with hardened peanut butter, nasty rancid bread. This has happened. We've been reporting on this since the very beginning, since the very first sentencing. Some of the people that we saw come through Chutkin's court near two years ago. Additionally, I want you to understand they've been denied medical treatment. This is Bureau of Prisons approved prescribed medications for Dominic Pozzola, also a Marine, United States veteran, who has now been denied medical treatment and been denied his prescribed medications that were approved by the Bureau of Prisons. Again, Alex, these stories go on and on. And that's why I keep saying there's a heartbreak here that should resonate with the American people. And if you can't recognize how horrible this is and what the effort
needs
to be.
No, I totally agree. But they admit on MSNBC, this is what for all of us. And again, now, the worst thing is the box handcuffs and the dieseling. When you're on a truck 18, 16 hours a day, and they don't take these off, this is illegal. This is torture.
Yeah. So absolutely. Listen, if this were happening to people in Gitmo, and I got to remind the American people of something, Alex, and I think you'll appreciate this. When we signed on for the Patriot Act, we were a nation in mourning. We were a nation paying pain. We witnessed after 9/11 with the terror attacks that happened and brought down the Twin Towers. There was people in this country that went, hell, I don't care if they waterboard some person from whatever country in Gitmo. Right. And we abandoned two important things. We abandoned our Constitution and we abandoned our Christian guiding principles in this nation. And that's how we got here today, because it was only a matter of time until they turned it on someone. And the sad reality is this left community out here that's chattering for this is looking at this as a, hey, great, they're getting those MAGA people off the streets that I hate, those freedom of speech 2A kind of people. Though they don't realize it's only a matter of time until it comes for them, right?
This is pure intimidation for the election. Trentis Evans, Norm is off the phone with the president. He has an Owen update after weeks of no contact. We'll come back. Norm will finish up. You'll finish up. Then we're going to air a little promo while we get Mark England in here to talk about the big picture and how we transcend this. Stay with us. Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels, and what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, an incredible individual. Mark England's going to be in studio with us. We'll push it into the next hour. The next big, huge host will be joining us as well. We'll push that into the fourth hour so nobody's getting robbed of their time. Here today, the Maria Z, where they're doing internet power outages, everything in Australia, New Zealand. She's going to be joining me in the last 45 minutes of the fourth hour. Then Owen will be back hosting the third hour. Sorry, he's in federal prison, the judge said, for questioning the election in the sentencing document. We haven't heard from him in weeks. Solitary confinement, we confirm from sources. We'll leave it at that. Finally, Norm, while we're on air, gets a call from his client, Owen Schroyer, in Louisiana. Give us an update on what happened.
It wasn't actually from Owen, but it was from the prison itself, and it was the executive. I've been trying to get answers from him by email. They wanted to confirm that I was, in fact, his lawyer and asked for information, including bar registration numbers. And I said, I'd like a legal call. Can I get one? Yes, when can you do so? I said, today would be great. Tomorrow would be okay. Well, we're on legal holiday today and tomorrow, so we've got a legal call arranged for Tuesday. I said, people from around the country are asking about his whereabouts, even members of Congress. What do I tell him? Is he all right? He's in our custody. He's fine. That's all I know.
All right. I want to get updates from you as this unfolds, and from Trentis Evans, Condemned USA investigator, Condemned USA, ConDemnedUSA.com. Thank you both, gentlemen. And again, this is a beta test for all of us, so we are all Owen Schroyer, we are all Joe Biggs, we are all the Oath Keepers, and of course the totally innocent Stuart Rhodes. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Thank you, brother. Oh, don't. They're trying to indict me. We're all this together. And I know I gave Bannon once your numbers. I gave them to him. I guess I had the liberty to do that. And Jack Posobiec, all of them are all over this. So, and they're talking right to the president. And so we'll leave it at that. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Alex. Be well.
Thank you. Thank you. And I mean the real president. All right. They bit off more than they can chew on this. Okay, we're going to air a couple promos here while I bring in the next guest. We'll talk about solutions here straight ahead on this live November 9th, Thursday transmission, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Please get my book, The Great Awakening. Please support InfoWarsStore.com. We have great products. Ultra 12 is back in stock. Without your funding, we cannot operate. Your word of mouth is king to override the censors. The world's waking up. We're in the thick of the battle right now. So please pray for Great Awakening and please support the broadcast. We'll be right back.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. Problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Bandot Video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
When castles towered over vast landscapes and knights championed honor and valor, there came an unforeseen darkness. Amidst this impending doom stood a knight called Alex Jones, a brave and outspoken herald known as the Truthsayer. Sir Alex Jones was not alone. In his most desperate hour in the battle against evil, a radiant light descended from the heavens. God, in all his glory and his legion of angels, stood by Alex's side. The battle raged on, but with every blow, Alex Jones' conviction grew stronger. With every truth he proclaimed, the demonic forces faltered. When the enemy was vanquished, Alex Jones swore a solemn oath that should the realm need him again, he would return. And now it's Alex Jones, leading a full frontal assault on the satanic New World Order. Tune in at InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
All right, now we're going to talk about solutions. People ask how I battle tyranny and don't stop, because I see all the victories we have when I don't stop, and I take every attack as an opportunity instead of saying I'm a victim, I'm a loser. And Mark England's a top self-help coach and does a great job, has a lot of friends of mine that we share. Got a chance to meet him and hang out with him this week and also talk to him more. I've watched a lot of his work, Mark England. And you can go to enlifted.me and more. He is a co-founder and head coaching of Enlifted. He's been researching, presenting, and coaching on the power of words and stories for the past 16 years. Mark holds a master's degree in education and was a elementary school PE teacher before getting into personal development. And he's with us now in studio to talk about transcending the victim mentality. Great to have you here, buddy.
Great to be here, Alex. May I begin with some gifts, sir?
Oh, sure. Okay.
How many times, if you had to take a guess, have you said that you are InfoWars is the tip of the spear in the InfoWar?
Not me, but the whole show, what we do is tip of the spear. The enemy sees it as that, yes.
Yeah. This is a gift.
Well, thank you.
It's beautiful. Not an arrowhead. That is a spearhead.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Where'd this come from?
It's from Missouri. That's cool. It's from Missouri. It's either Chickasaw or Osage Indian. And it's not an arrowhead. It is a spearhead.
I love it. Well, thank you, sir. It's beautiful.
Yeah, my pleasure.
We'll take it out here on air. So, wow, we're in quite a situation right now.
Yeah, man.
Here's the spearhead right here. I appreciate that. How would you describe this current time we're in right now?
Stressful. Yeah, stressful. People are jammed in an upregulated stress state for a variety of reasons on a variety of levels. And the thing that we do, so thank you for that bio, and thank you for having me here.
Oh, thanks for coming.
Yeah, my pleasure. The thing that we specialize in is educating people about the power of their words and stories, how their language, and when I say language, we'll talk about that a lot, how our language influences our language, our internal dialogue and our external dialogue, what we think, what we say, what we write. And the long short of it is that most people's language is working against them. And we are running individual and collective chronic victim mentalities. Is it a good time to share the definition of the victim mentality?
Absolutely.
Okay, most people have never heard the definition of the victim mentality, much less written it down. And Alex was right. I am a teacher to the core.
And it's the main enemy, because I always hear this. I see it organically. When you think you're losing and you're a victim, you respond like that. They've got you. They want us demoralized. No, we are overcomers.
Oh, 1,000%. If you want to get all Yuri Bezman off about it, so it's everybody's heard divide and conquer. It's actually confuse and conquer. Confuse, divide, and conquer. And then shout out to Yuri. Confuse, demoralize, then divide, then conquer. So the numbers are 30, 50, 80, everybody. 30, 50, 80. If you've got a pen and a piece of paper, grab it and write those numbers down. We remember 30% of what we hear, 50% of what we write, 80% of what we turn around, teach, share, or explain. Most people.
That's right. When we give, when we share, that's what we do in giving makes us richer.
1,000%. And the listeners, we are participating in this info war. We're participating in the whole thing more so than most people would understand. And it comes down to education. So I'm going to recite the definition of the victim mentality twice. I'm going to do it slow the first time, and then I'm going to speed it up and put some polish on it the second time. And I invite you to write it down. Magic things happen when pen hits paper. Here it is, slow. This is a verbatim definition of the victim mentality. The victim mentality is an acquired personality trait where a person tends to regard himself or herself as the victim of the negative actions of others, even in the absence of clear evidence. The victim mentality depends on a habitual thought process and attributions. That's slow. Here's fast. The victim mentality is an acquired personality trait where a person tends, it's a tendency, everybody. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. A person tends to regard himself or herself as the victim, or herself, as the victim of the negative act, get it? As the negative, victim of the negative actions of others, even in the absence of clear evidence. The victim mentality depends, circle that word, on a habitual, underline that word, thought process and attributions. That second sentence is right between the eyes, right where it belongs. The victim mentality depends. It has to have a habitual, which accurately implies duration and addiction, thought. Yeah, people can get addicted to their victim mentality. You ever seen it?
They love it.
Yeah. Thought process. What's a thought process? Glad you asked. It's the way you use your words repeatedly. And then attributions. What's an attribution? It's a characteristic. And the main characteristic that we focus on at Enlifted is, besides the words, is our breathing. We're known as the language people. That's cool. It's nice to be known for anything. We might as well be known as the language and the breathing people. And push comes to shove, it's about the breath. I love squiggles. I love sounds. I love words and helping people use them in a more constructive, powerful, considerate, structured way. And when it comes down to it, it's about unlocking the breath of individuals, families, communities, and we can get to the whole world. And that undercuts the foundation of these weirdo commie nerds. It's a revenge of the nerds. Revenge of the nerds, Alex. You think Adam Schiff was getting that, high five and everybody,
no.
Getting that cheerleader tail in high school? No, it's, they made four of those movies. They were trying to tell us, okay? Revenge of the Nerds, Nerds in Paradise, Nerds in Love, Nerds the Next Generation. And feeling like a nerd or an outsider, that's part of the flavor of the victim mentality.
And then they organized all the nerds that feel like outsiders would be the ruling class. that now hates everybody else that's operating in a more normal way. But I mean, you're more of a scientist when it comes to this. You've studied it deeply and been very successful. To me, it's very simple. It's pattern recognition.
Correct.
I remember being like 10 years old, and I'd go to the hardware store, or I would, or we'd be in traffic when my mom wasn't around, or and when she was there too, or we would be in a 7-Eleven, and women were hitting on my dad. Everybody was high-fiving him and just like, and I said, Dad, why does everybody like you so much? He said, because I'm positive and I'm happy and they resonate. It's pattern recognition. You've got to see the good and promote that, block off the negative and deal with it and attack, but don't be a victim. You're an overcomer to it, and then just start programming your brain to see the victory.
1,000%. And you want to play a language game real quick?
Let's do it.
Read that.
Oh, Redshot, guys. How are things ever going to change?
When you say that, that's the spell, a definition of a spell, folks, not mine, Webster's. The definition of a spell is a word or a combination of words of great influence.
Said you say things are going to change.
Exactly. And so when you say that, how are things ever going to change? What kind of picture do you make? Let me guess. It's big and scary. And then the energy is like, oh, right? And then you take out one word, read that, look at the difference.
How are things going to change?
Yeah. So we take out one word. We take out the ever.
How can ever says they're never.
Exactly. Exactly. It turns a perfectly good question into a statement of I'm screwed, stress response, breath gets trapped in the chest, and it's called amygdala hijack. Look it up. Breath gets trapped in the chest. You get fixated on the problem. Your listening skills tank.
And that's why they try to keep us in a fear state.
That's
and
exactly
to use a fear state to begin at that, I'm not saying I'm the toughest guy around, but I've taken out 300-pound guys when I was younger who started fights. Dallas is rough. But I remember when I said I was being attacked, I said, I'm going to win, and I'm turning it loose. That was an order to the brain. So that's even in a stress response. You can say, I'm victorious in this, and that's when you are. I mean, and if you actually commit, if you've got, you're not, and you're in okay shape, your body doesn't give out, you're going to win. And cause they're the attacker, you know, they're doing it for some other reason. They don't know what they're going into. But just from a primitive level, when you say, I'm gonna crush this person, it happens. But it has to be real. I'm ordering myself to destroy you. And I'm saying that from a negative base. Imagine with a positive thing what you can do.
1,000%. When you're conscious of your words, architected, focused, and you say them with strength and intent and solidity. So we're gonna talk about soft talk. I come bearing solutions, everyone. We're going to talk about soft talk today. You know, when you take these words out of your language, and I promise you they're in there, thinks and maybes and guesses, I guess I should probably get some InfoWars supplements. Take out the guess and the maybe. I'm getting some InfoWars supplement.
Action.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a difference, everybody. Our words matter. And guess what? Your story, your identity majorly matters to how you feel about yourself.
Words like one day, should, almost like, possibly, might, could, maybe. Yoda says, don't try, do.
This is how you keep yourself on the couch, and this is how you get your ass run over by nefarious forces.
Luke Skywalker says, I'm going to try. He says, no, don't try, do.
Exactly. This has been, it's in the culture. It's been baked into the culture. And you know what? When we slow down the story, this is part of the solution. The faster the story goes, the harder it is to change. And since we're talking about it, you know what y'all's mindset is? We have a definition of mindset here at Enlifted. We've done a very good job of simplifying the conversation about mindset and gamifying it. And if you want to ask Google, you'll get 17 definitions of mindset on the first page alone. The Enlifted definition of mindset is it's the story that you tell yourself.
Well, that's right, because, I mean, there's always going to be negative things to deal with, but if it's like lifting weights, you don't see it as a bad thing. It's just a good thing. You get stronger. You never do it. You end up dying from being sedentary. And so some people have all these great things happening, and they still look at the negative. Oh, this happened, that happened. No, just those are things you overcome or even just push to the side. Focus on the positive.
Exactly. And when you know how to use your words to stay focused on the positive and keep the drama down and breathe well. Emotional gas tank. You know this better than anybody. You've been doing this 16 years, man. You're a G.
You more than 16.
Yeah. Excuse me. You're 26. I'm 16. You've been doing this a long time. How important is the emotional gas tank when it comes to having a long-term goal and getting things across the finish line?
I've found.
Dude, it's a big deal.
If you get caught in one negative thought or one thing makes you mad, and which happens to me all the time, I'm not perfect, then it projects the whole day. And I'm going to learn to, like, even bad news, I say, well, that's good news because whatever, and then it just moves on. It doesn't program me for the day. So if I never get negative and never, you know, get pissed off, I can go 15 at 20 hours. But if I get pissed off early in the morning, the day's over.
1,000%. And that's for you. That's for me. It's called a thought train for a reason. You know, like you said, one negative thought shows up and we attach to it and the breath gets trapped in the chest. What do you think the next thought is going to be? It's going to be something of a similar nature. Very rarely does somebody think, man, I can never get ahead. And then the next thought after that is, wow, I've got such great friends. It doesn't work like that. It's a thought train wreck, actually. And most people are not paying attention to their words. They're not paying attention.
And everything the corporate media does is to make us as depressed as possible.
1,000%. Because when you're in that upregulated
state, you're not going to be a contender in the world. You're not going to be part of the decision making. Exactly. They want you negative out of the decision making process.
1,000%.
Keep going
for you.
Now tell us the story. First, let's do abracadabra.
Oh, okay, good. Perfect. So when I say abracadabra, Alex, and I know we talked about this at dinner, and you've watched some.
Guys, before we do this, pull up Looney Tunes, abracadabra, hocus pocus. It's when Bugs Bunny's fighting the vampire, but then he knows the magic word. He keeps, like, crushing it. Try to find that clip, Bugs Bunny, abracadabra. It'll come up. Sorry, go ahead.
All good. When I say, folks, when I say abracadabra, what do you all immediately think of? Say it, even though I can't hear you. Say it out loud. Magic, right? I bet some of them went to Steve Miller Band. Somebody always goes to Steve Miller Band. I'm going to reach out and grab you. When I say abracadabra, people think magic. And guess what? It's way cooler than that. You can look this up. Abracadabra is Aramaic. And it translates to with my word I create or with my words I influence. And the teachers of the day, they knew the power of their thinking, their speaking, and their writing.
Well, the Egyptians before that, the translation is, so let it be written, so let it be done.
Exactly. Same thing.
That's abracadabra.
Yeah.
So that's the movie Ten Commandments, also the Bible. So they would write it, and they said, well, that meant it was real. So let it be written, so let it be done.
Yeah.
So let it be spoken, so let it be done.
Yes.
People 150 years ago said we're going to make airplanes and spaceships, and they're going to land vertically on the moon. It's done now. Abracadabra.
Abracadabra. So it is spoken, so it shall be. So it is written, so it shall be. Those are all the same thing, under the same umbrella of, hey, your words are powerfully influencing you for better and for worse. Most people's language is working against them, Alex. These are things they didn't learn. Did anybody?
That's why I think more and more I shouldn't respond to the enemy stuff, which is my failure. I should do it 20% of the time instead of 80%. Instead, our own words, our own ideas. That's what my new book's about, The Great Awakening, part two of The Great Reset, is instead of attacking them and saying they're wrong, which we should do some, we need to focus on what we're building.
1,000%. I've got definition of a spell, word or a combination of words of great influence. I've got 9 spells plus breath that we'll read on here.
And by the way,
and this is pointing us in the right
direction.
This
is not magic. This is archetypes. When you read the WikiLeaks, the left is all doing Luciferian spells, which is their intention and their words for evil. But the Bible says what two people agree upon on earth will be made in heaven.
1,000%. If churches,
remember, we're illuminating. We're not the Illuminati. They're the counterfeit.
Rudolf Steiner said it. Any force that seeks to constrict or control is by definition Luciferian. And when am I ever going to get the credit that I deserve? That is a combination of words that negatively influences me. Big picture, scary stuff.
Yeah, you're never going to get the credit.
Exactly.
And exactly. It's usually even they're super successful, but they're still pissed. They can be in charge of a country. They feel like they've been screwed.
That's because they hate themselves. That's because their victim mentality has been internalized so deeply that they're now projecting their internal.
By the way, everybody told me to read Rudolf Steiner. I'd never read him until 2 years ago.
Dude is wild.
People said, you're saying everything Rudolf Steiner said. I literally had dreams and visions of what his books say. Then I read, like, wow, this is pretty much what I'm saying. A different interpretation.
Yeah. And churches, if you get a very rare, I've been to church. Very rarely do people write down their prayers. And very rarely does a group of people have the same set of prayers that they're using, every Sunday.
And there's power in it. That's why they, during the lockdowns, wanted churches to stop.
Majorly. And then if you took it, because you're not taking or investing you're investing your time. We're going to do this in a second. You're going to see it. To get the word, get the breath in between each sentence, each prayer, each spell, then it goes from this mental exercise thing where I would really like to feel more of this, to it brings it into the isness. The rest of the body comes in online, and it's energized and magnetized.
Because
God said,
we're made in the image of God. We're creators.
We are incredible creators, and we can create the problem, we can create the solution, and all the other things in between. And most people are. We're part of this thing. That's the scary thing.
And that's why they want us victims, so we don't think we're part of it. Because even if you want to sit in the bleachers, you're on the field.
Most people's language is tricking them into being innocent bystanders in their life. That is existentially terrifying. They will be in an chronic upregulated state. Their breath will be trapped. And then the news comes along with the next thing to sign up for, be afraid of, and everybody.
Please listen closely, because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Hey everybody, Rodney Outbrand here. I want to thank Alex Jones and InfoWars for offering scholarships to River University. Maybe you watching InfoWars today and you don't know what to do with the problems that we faced in the world today. You've been through COVID-19, 2019, 20, 21, 22, 23. But here at River University, not only do we show you what the problem is, but we show you how to deal with it. Come, a full 3-year bachelor degree will train you up in ministry, government, worship, that you can go out and actually bring about a transformation in the earth today. We have graduates going all over the world, from the Arctic to the Outback, and right here, this is what we do. We specialize in training people and equipping them for transformation, and that's what you'll do. So scan the QR code right now or go to riveruniversity.org and get the free scholarship offered to you by InfoWars.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Talking about stuff the brain programmers, the soul programmers, don't want you to know. They're obsessed with it. They use it for the dark side. We're talking about the power of using your will.
The public from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
Talking about abracadabra, here's Little Bugs Bunny for you.
Since I left Coop Kamunga. La da dee dee da 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 abracadabra. Another one? They ought to screen this place. La da dee dee da 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 hocus pocus.
Marina Abramovich.
I am a vampire.
Oh, yeah? Well, abracadabra, I'm an umpire.
Hocus pocus, I'm a bat.
Okay, I'm a bat, too. Abracadabra.
You wouldn't hit a bat with glasses on, would you? Hocus pocus, now I crush you.
Abracadabra!
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 Mark England's our guest, lifted.me. Continuing here with the will, the mind, the direction you want to go. What the Bible says, what two of us agree upon earth, done in heaven. And what one person agrees on is a connection to God. They want us to just think we're victims. How did you wake up to this and just continue on here?
I thought I was a tough guy in high school. I wrestled, got into Brazilian jiu-jitsu in the late 90s, started fighting MMA. Kickboxing, did okay on the regional scene, and I was like, I'm going to move to Thailand for a year, which turned into 10, which still sounds a little bit strange to say I was over there for a decade. And so 6 months after I move over, there was a big deal. I had 3 going away parties. I only had my passport for 2 years and move over there. And 6 months in, I'm having my second knee surgery and darkness descends. And I use that fail or what I thought was a fail at the time, as it was the final piece of damning evidence in a case that I was secretly making against myself, Alex, that I was a loser and I was somehow doomed to fail. And there was something terribly wrong with me. And I turned myself into a grown-ass man baby. That's a technical term. And I didn't laugh for an entire year. And it was the first time I was talking about this on the Luke Story podcast yesterday. It was the first time I'd ever... I remember wisdom showing up in my life. I was 27 and I looked down the path and I was like, are you going to be complaining about this flash in the pan fight career when you're 55? Is that what you're going to do? And I saw that version of me.
Yeah. It's like guys, all they talk about was their college football career.
Dude, that's not fun. That doesn't age well. It aged terribly. And I saw that version of me, Alex, and I was like, I'll take anything but that, man. And, at the time I was living in Bangkok and I went down to a cleansing fasting resort where you pay them to not eat. It's a great business model. And one night when I was down there, it was a guy named Barry Musgrave who was doing a workshop on emotional detoxification. And I saw him turn a woman's it was an embarrassing breakup for sure. And the spell that held the whole thing together, everybody, the word or combination of words that
the mind control,
exactly, self-induced, self-inflicted. Okay. Was he did that to me. And he had her repeat that sentence. He did that to me. He did that to me. So she's looking at this, that one sentence. No need to go anywhere else. And he had, so everyone else is looking at it too. And then he said that last word, take out that last word, that me, and put in himself. And it was such a radical departure from the story that she'd been telling herself every single day for 4.5 years.
Yeah. She's not what he did to her. That's him.
Exactly.
Well, what they do to us doesn't define us.
Exactly. It's what defines them. And he broke that spell with one word, and it was such.
Well, that's what I told the judges in these show trials. I said, "You're convicted. You may think you're getting me now. You're convicting yourself in front of the world," which they have.
1,000%.
People are like, "Oh, he's so confident." No, they were. No, you're not defeating me. You're defeating yourself.
That
wasn't even, I'm defeating you. You're defeating yourself. You're dishonorable.
That's the nature of the victim mentality. It will self-implode eventually. And, you know, if we get our way, I would prefer Star Trek over the Borg, which I'm very happy to go into the difference between
the two.
And so she took out the me and put in himself. And it was, she was addicted. She was so addicted to telling herself the woe is me story and then blaming all men because of it. Hadn't been in a relationship for 4.5 years after that. It was a clunky delivery. This is exactly how she said it. She goes, he did that to himself, and it goes up at the end. It's called up talk. And then the breath unlocks. That's a major talking point for us. She goes, he did do that to himself. And then she starts talking about all the worst things that happened to him. And then she finally goes, that was never going to work out anyway. That guy was actually really weird. And I was like, that right there, that was one of the coolest things I'd ever seen ever. And I had,
she was freeing herself.
That's exactly right. And that is, this is the eternal inside job is us dismantling pre-existing victim mentalities.
And that's how they trick us. And through Christ we overcome. We'll skip this break coming up. I'm not perfect, but I learned very early on, as soon as I got rejected, or as soon as I got my ass kicked, or as soon as things, I had this thing, I gotta do it more. I gotta defeat it. And I look back now, all the trauma is what made me even stronger. In fact, I'm like too easy now. There's not enough trauma. I'm not a masochist, but it's like you get stronger when you decide to get stronger.
Exactly. It's when you lean in, and most people are not leaning in. They're trying to get away from it, or even worse, it's being coddled. A lot of people are, in a lot of ways, it's the victim Olympics out there. Who's got the worst story? Whoever's got the most downtrodden story, they're winning. They're winning.
And everybody loses that way. The more your quote group's been abused, the more valuable you are, but you really aren't being given value. You're being chained to the system and the social credit score when they do that.
Exactly. And then that's where you're getting your attention. So now you've got a group of people that are drama and trauma bonding together, and you've got
to be led by the head conductor who's their political controller.
1,000%. How much has the victim mentality been the tip of their spear for color revolutions? Did Hitler do that? Did Mao do that?
Absolutely.
It's and that is where a tremendous part of our power lies.
Explain though. It doesn't mean we don't oppose them. We're victorious.
We are victorious, and we're also in a process of telling ourselves a better story about ourselves. As in, no one's coming to save you from your own victim mentality. That is yours and yours alone to do. And Tony Robbins says it, if you're not willing to take control over your mindset, there are multi-billion-dollar industries that are going to do that for you. And the underlying victim mentality is the thing that these control freak weirdo nerds hook into and then shape the direction of the masses. And the good news is that we know what to do about that.
Wow. So you've got an exercise here. What is it?
Yep. You want to do it?
Breathing.
Okay. So the moral of the story is, the faster the story goes, folks, the harder it is to change. So you've talked to somebody who's been in a very stress related, upregulated state. They're talking a mile a minute. Their breath is trapped in their chest. It's like talking to a brick. What?
Wall.
Can't get a word in. What?
Edgewise.
So the faster someone's story goes, and I'm talking to myself and you and everybody, the harder it is to change. So one of the things that
we'll
slow it down. And look at the words. The fastest way to slow it down is to get it on paper. Get the words on paper, whether it's where you want to go in your life or the scary stuff that happened back then that's still rattling around in there. Get the words on paper, and then you can do some really cool stuff. So, Alex, I got a set for me. I got a set for you. I took the liberty of guessing that these would be things that you would want to have happen. What if InfoWars stays on air for the next 10 years? What if the global orchestrated crises are averted? What if all the children are protected and loved? What if the globalists start loving themselves? What if humanity, and when you what if things, it's a very slick way, smooth way of socializing big ideas. Like, oh yeah, what if? What if the spell of the collective victim mentality is broken? What if the breath of humanity unlocks? What if health, love, beauty, truth, and strength are the norm? What if humanity's already won? And then we say those.
And the enemy knows that we have one. That's why they're doing this.
Exactly.
So I read it, then I breathe.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Read one and breathe. So this is important with the breath, everybody. You want a full in and a full out. Let all the air come out. The exhale is the exit. I'm going to breathe with you. You run them. Everybody else follow us along. And let's cast a spell for the children. How's that?
And again, we're not talking about an occultic thing. This is already innate in us. They have their dark magic form of this. It's secret.
We're just using the opposite side. This is the counterbalance to that.
All right. What if InfoWars stays on the air for the next 10 years? What if the global orchestrated crisis are averted?
Good pace.
What if the children are protected and loved? What if the globalists start loving themselves? That's what Christ said, pray for your enemies.
Correct.
What if humanity gently releases its ancestral inherited trauma?
Full in, all out.
What if the spell of the collective victim mentality is broken?
Good lungs, man.
Oh, yeah. What if the collective breath of humanity unlocks?
Happening right now.
What if health, love, beauty, truth, strength are the norm? What if humanity has already won?
Great delivery on that last one.
He's so positive. But the point is, those are powerful things, and now we're taking control of our body away from their programming, and now I already feel high from just 10 deep breaths.
Absolutely. And what does the picture look like, Alex? What does your mental imagery look like after doing
that? Looks like euphoria and victory.
And what does the energy feel like?
Victory. Just solid victory.
Abracadabra. With my word, with our words, we create. And therein lies the solution to 80%. That's a low number of the problem. And
well, we have the resources and the technology and the ancestral will and then the will to carry it out. We've got unlimited potential.
1,000%. 1,000%. And I understand. I lived this for 30 years. Most people fall into the trap of thinking that their problems, whether it's personal or collective, are so big and complicated that the solution has to be as equally big and complicated. And I'm here to say, no, that's not the case. 85% of the time, that's a low number too.
It's very easy. Just love God and then love God's mission for you and reject everything the mainstream media says. It's really...
And this is how you do it. So it's one thing okay, so let's reject all of that. How do we reject that? How do I reject that in a practical way this is available?
You gotta be healthy, you gotta be strong, you gotta be a leader, you gotta lead by action and example.
Pick up a pen, write it down. You got your phone on you?
Oh yeah, you gave me one of these. And tell me about everybody's wondering what the stop sign is.
I'll get to that in one second. You'll absolutely love this. Not today, victim mentality sticker. So I've heard you talk about many times, taking what they put out and then turning it back in on them. I'm driving in Richmond, Virginia. And somebody's got a not today patriarchy, sticker on their car. And I was like, huh. Not today, victim mentality. That sounds pretty cool. And then I started thinking about what that would look like. And then I saw it. This is before the stop sign showed up. Something cool and spooky is happening here, folks. And then that's me. Mike, right there.
Not today. Red shot right here. Not today, victim mentality.
Yeah, people are already putting these around. You're going to start to see more and more of these around. Interesting places. So, yeah, I live 10 minutes outside of a one-stoplight town in the middle of Virginia. And for 4 years, so I've been listening to you for 15 years, buddy. Thanks for having me on. This is an honor. And so I put those stickers on that stop sign at the end of my road about 4 years ago, and it made me smile every time I drove out. And then one day, about 6 months ago, somebody had decided to shoot it up and run it over. And I thought, that's interesting. So I may or may not have.
So those stickers, InfoWars.com, Alex Jones is right, made them so upset they attacked it.
Hell yeah, they did. And I may or may not have drank a six-pack of Guinness and gone to the end of the road and yanked it out of the ground and threw it in the back of the truck and then took it back, and our neighbor helped me saw the thing off, and I said,
and now it's like a Roman standard.
Dude, I said to myself, this is before I knew Naomi, this is before the premiere of The Great Awakening, this is before I had a way to meet you. I was like, I'm getting this thing in Alex Jones's hands. I'm getting it in his hands. And I drove down to Virginia, and half the reason was because I'm not flying with that.
Thanks,
and now it's here. Sorry.
And now it's a new big promotion you're doing. That's beautiful. So the attack on the free speech, you didn't take it as a defeat. You turned it into now an image that millions are going to see.
Yeah.
And that's not being a victim. You take whatever the enemy does, and you use it against them.
Judo chop them. It's good.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Well, let's continue here educating people, because it's totally true that they want to get us down, they want to depress us. Now, I've not been perfect about dealing with this, but I've just learned, you know, the biggest thing that gets to me is family stuff, people getting old, people dying. And you know, because the enemy thinks they attack me. It's nothing compared to personal stuff. That's all part of the process, and I've learned to be positive about it. But the enemy attacking me, that's a side issue. Compared to my personal relationships, that's where, you know, rubber meets the road. But it's all part of the larger process, and we've got to be strong. And being a man and being a woman is about the larger vision and having that internal clock that God gave you, that internal North Star that they can't change.
1,000%. And then also being a man, being a woman, and gifting the next generation with a better storytelling mechanism, also known as language. Our language is an inheritance, everybody.
And that's why they're attacking it.
1,000%.
They're attacking the culture, yes, the language.
1,000%. And it starts with awareness, educating yourself about what words force you to create the victim mentality, whether you like it or not. Negations, projections, and soft talk. I can quickly go into those things. And then also learning what words to use more of, only if you want to stay focused on what's important and keep the drama down and build yourself up in your imagination and keep your, it's called self-image, and create feelings of confidence and competence. And then you
get, don't let them build your self-image. Let God's program for you build it.
1,000%.
That's what I asked God. I said, what is your plan for me?
And look at us.
No.
Yeah. And then you gift those, that the way of using those words to your children. Oh, and by the way, you'll be breathing better. The better you use your words, the more clear. So the way the English language.
No, they now know when an egg meets a sperm, it literally, the attitude and the will of what the parents are thinking at the time is imprinted on it.
1,000%. It's called epigenetics. It's weird. Yeah. And look it up. And also, so the way the English language is used currently right now, we are under a Luciferian spell of separation. Existentially terrifying. And so it's externalized, it's vague, it's inflammatory, and the ordinary stuff, take all the government conspiracy stuff out of it, the ordinary stuff sounds like, my dad always talks to me like a child. If somebody says, my dad always talks to me like a child, what kind of picture are they gonna make, Alex? They're gonna make a picture of him doing something to them, or him not treating them the way that they want to be treated, and then the victim villain mental imagery. Or how about this? My driving teacher said when I got in the car, so that's projections. She needs to respect me more. He did that to me. When am I gonna get the credit from them that I deserve?
Projections. You're giving them the power. It's an excuse.
Oh, 1,000%. And tanking myself in the process, and limiting my potential. That's projections, negations. My driving teacher said this when I got in the car 30 years ago. I'm still talking about it. Look where you want to go, because you're probably going to go there. I was working with this guy in a sales training environment, and he goes, I can't keep focusing on my past. And I said, okay, cool. If that's what you can't keep doing, what can you start doing? And he goes, focus on my future more, because he wasn't used to using those words. It's a little bit awkward learning better words, and you'll give yourself a speech embedderment. Shout out, Adam. And then he goes, yeah, I can. And then the breath starts to unlock, because when he said, I can't keep focusing on my past, he's looking in the past and not at the good stuff. And so.
And think about how nasty the globalists are. They know all this and then try to inflict people to screw them up so they don't have to compete with them. I want to be with a bunch of winners. They're going to, like Kennedy said, it raises all ships.
2,000%. I'm not an overly compassionate person. If anything, I've got somewhat of a mean streak. And it breaks my heart when children are hit with this. That's the worst.
Oh, they take the dreams away.
That's evil. I rarely use that word. And then, and I was like, yeah, okay, so if you can't keep focusing on your past, what can you start doing? Focus on my future more. I can focus on my future more. Yeah. And then because he was looking in the direction he wanted to go, we identified three things that he could do. Go to the Tuesday night meetups, read two books, and enroll in the mentorship program. And that dude, this is in 2014, he emailed me 9 months later and said, I did those three things and I'm making money and my life has changed and I like myself now. Because guess what? It's real hard for somebody to like themselves when their breath is trapped in their chest. Telling themselves a victim-centric story, and there's a lot of flavors to it, okay, and their breath is trapped in their chest. And then you expect other people to like being around you. You don't like being around.
It doesn't mean the topography is perfect when you become positive. It means now you can navigate it. Before you're like a car with no wheels, now you're a four-wheel drive.
Exactly. You put the right gas in the right tank and you hit the right address into Google Maps.
But don't the globalists get when they mess everybody up and destabilize things that blows back on them? Like, they think they can just sabotage everybody and then rule over a bunch of losers. That's going to make them losers. They're not leaders.
Yeah.
A leader empowers people.
If you look at war in history, that's usually the last lesson people learn when it comes to those kinds of.
Well, that's right. The New World Order is doing desperate things right now.
Yeah, for sure. And
like, look at the old smart elites. They're like, libraries, empower humanity, and we'll get an even better cream. They're like, suppress everyone.
Yeah, that's going to work.
Because we're the leaders. We're the globalists. You must be our slaves.
Yeah, and that's coming from a deeply internalized lack of.
You're not conforming to being our slave. We have to make everybody slaves.
Yeah, yeah. And if this thing keeps going in that direction, Buckminster Fuller, he said, it's going to be a neck-and-neck race to the very end. And I like those words, and I'm using them. And we have – so here's the formula. Okay, Dr. Rocket Science over. Here's the formula. Humanity – plus the victim mentality, plus technology equals the Borg. That's where that goes. I'm doing it again. Humanity plus technology plus the victim mentality, this is our lane to change things, equals the Borg. And if you don't know what that is, look it up. It's not fun.
We have to decide to build a pro-human future.
Transhumanism.
And admit we're amazing, or we're going to be swallowed up by the transhumanist system, which is just a clean-up model to get rid of us.
1,000%. And so if you change one variable in that equation, humanity plus technology plus an architect mentality, that's what we call it when people...
We decide the direction of our development.
Yes.
Say it again, because we have never even talked about this, but we're on the same page.
Yep.
Say it again.
Humanity plus technology...
With us being the architect...
Yes.
...leads to Valhalla.
Yes, yes. That leads to... That's where we retain our humanness, and people are still making babies the old-fashioned way, and dancing and getting a suntan and laughing. Look up the Borg. That's the worst. That's the worst.
Yeah, because they hate our joy. That's why they say we don't have will. We don't have free will. Yes, we do. They want robots. Don't be the robot. Don't conform. We got to go to break. Yep. I'm going to air a little short piece here that Greg Reese did on how they're manipulating the Abrahamic religions. Greg. And then we're going to come back and do one more segment. You got to come back and do, we'll do like a 3-hour commercial-free special next time we come back.
Done.
Because I know all this stuff, but and so nobody's perfect, folks, and I still get caught, especially when I get tired. I've been at work too long. Today I'm going to take like actually 8 hours. I did Russell Brand for 2 hours doing this show, doing multiple hours, another interview. I'll be here till 7 o'clock. I want to do it. But it'll be then when you get – that's why most people should not work this much. So I learned that's when I get weak and negative is when I get exhausted. So there's got to be a balance there too, you know.
Yeah. Can we call it Info Words?
Info Words?
Yeah, that special segment we're going to do.
Whatever you want to call it, man. It's good stuff.
Info Words.
Well, we got Mark Russian. I'm sorry, Mark Japanese, Mark Poland, Mark Mexico.
Macedonia, Alex.
That's right. Mark England's here. I was like, hey, it's Mark English. He goes, it's England. That's fun.
I let it go, though.
Let me guess,
that
your
guy.
Ancestors were English?
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back. Hour number 3. And then we got other big special guests joining us in T-minus 15 minutes, and then I'll be hosting into the 4th hour. Stay with us, with us, with us, with us, with us, with us. Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. BodyEase will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract used in BodyEase contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system. So if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The dark cabal, herding us like sheep, is only able to maintain its power by staying invisible. The most effective way of maintaining invisibility is, and always has been, the art of dividing the masses. This psychological operation, known as divide and conquer, has been deployed for all of recorded history because it works, especially with organized religion, which is ruled by dogma rather than a personal relationship with God. Dogma is a belief doctrine dictated by a church, and if you are born into a dogmatic family, then you are raised to believe their dogma. As a result, you will see all conflicting religious dogma as evil. You will be divided and conquered. The main religions used to divide and conquer mankind are the three Abrahamic religions. Judaic dogma teaches the Jew that they are a member of the chosen race destined to rule over everyone else as a teacher of God's law. Islamic dogma teaches that all of mankind must somehow submit to Islam. And while there are reportedly 40,000 different denominations of Christianity, most Christian dogma teaches that Christians will live in paradise for eternity while everyone else burns in hell. Many people raised in these religions have been able to personally connect with God and liberate themselves from the device of dogma. But many others are stuck in group mind think. They conflate holy scripture and a priest class with God and put their faith in a doctrine written by man. It has become the most powerful form of mind control. And so whoever controls the Holy Land controls the world. In Revelation 2:9 of the King James Bible, it warns of the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. We are beginning to see this today with the Zionists who say they are Jews and are not. With the help of the United Nations, the British Crown, the Vatican, the Nazis, and the Rothschild banking dynasty, the land formerly known as Palestine was conquered with bloodshed, lies, and bureaucracy. The Zionists, who claim to be secular, declared the land to be Israel, home of the Jews, and successfully thrust the once thriving Middle East back into the Middle Ages. The relatively peaceful region was soon transformed into an unending war zone. Decades of U.S. war crimes radicalized many of the Muslim population into becoming terrorists. The creation of the State of Israel in 1948 would have never been successful if it were not for the Jewish Holocaust. Even though the Palestinians had nothing to do with it, the Holocaust was effectively used as an emotional excuse for what would otherwise be an illegal land grab. And while few deny that Hitler was murdering Jews, many have pointed out that 6 million would have been logistically impossible. So why the number 6 million? For several decades preceding World War II, the Zionists repeated the mantra 6 million, referring to the death of 6 million Jews. A 6 followed by 6 zeros can also be read as 66, which can be read as 2/3. Certain radical sects of Judaism and Christianity believe that 2/3 of the Jews must perish. It appears as if the Zionists created Israel as a sacrificial altar to make this happen, repeating the lesser magic mantra of what they want to make manifest. Today we are seeing Zionists begging for genocide, calling out to kill them all, and gaslighting us into thinking there never was a Palestine, while saying we should flatten it and turn it into glass. We are seeing Christian pastors cheer for mass murder, pastors saying that Israel should make the Gaza Strip a parking lot, and several evangelical pastors who speak as if Christ will only return if we provide him the blood sacrifice taught in their extreme dogma. As Israel pushes forward, radicalized young Muslim men who have had their homes destroyed by American bombs are now spread throughout Western nations. The stage is set for the Holy War, and many are willing to murder in the name of their dogmatic beliefs. Extremists of all three religions are being used by the Hidden Hand to foment this war, while the Catholic Church has been making preparations for a one-world religion solution. Divided, we will be conquered, but united, we could learn to live as one, in peace. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Mark England's our guest of Enlifted.me. We got 10 minutes left before our next guest joins us. Don't let me interrupt. Finish up your great points.
So when someone does a mediocre job, I'm telling a story of me right now, and I have. I've done a mediocre job of dismantling, remediating my victim mentality. You will react differently in the world. So like I said, move to Thailand, my knee falls off, darkness descends. In 2018, my buddy and I, Mike Bledsoe, were at a 10th Planet gym, Eddie Bravo's style of jiu-jitsu. And my jiu-jitsu, it should be in a museum. It was late 90s, early aughts. And so I go in there and we take a couple classes and we roll at the end, and I'm rolling one of their good dudes. They're all good dudes, like good dudes and good dudes. And he puts me in something that I thought I knew what it was, and that I could get out, and I couldn't. And all of a sudden my elbow explodes. And it sounds like Jurassic Park, right? In a jiu-jitsu room, when that stuff happens, when someone gets something like nicely ripped out of socket, they rip my arm out of socket, or I ripped my arm out of socket, it makes a certain noise. And the guy let go, and I look at my elbow, and I look back at him, and I look at my elbow, and I go to my calendar. And I think, okay, well, that kettlebell certification on it, yeah, we're not going to do that. We'll take that off. And we've got Paleo Effects in 6 weeks. And I can run a booth with one arm. That's okay. Pascal's going to come out and hey, Mike, we need to leave because I done it. And I did. I got to get a Tommy John to fix my elbow. And I turned what could have been a mountain, Alex, into a molehill because I knew how to breathe. I kept breathing well the whole way through, and I knew how to use my words to stay focused on what was happening right here and right now. And that right there, buddy, is the definition, or it's the difference, excuse me, it's the difference between a revolution and an evolution. Be very wary of anyone who says we need a revolution. I doubt they understand what they're talking about.
Yeah, most of those go bad.
They will, because the revolution, look, revolve, the whole thing's coming back around. It's in the words and it's in the breath. When someone wants a revolution, a lot of times they've got a lot of unresolved personal stuff going on.
We need to transcend it.
Exactly. And a nice slice of righteous anger, and the breath is trapped in the chest. And that goes Viva la Revolution or any color revolution. It's all coming back around again, including the guillotines and the people to learn that lesson the hard way.
That's like the Who song, meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the dum-dums that started it. And,
Well, that's Saturn. It's just.
Exactly. Then there's something called an evolution. So breath trapped in the chest, you're getting a revolution. Let's contextualize this. This is your personal life too, everybody. I worked with a woman who, her and her mom came home and found her dad cheating in the house, kicked him out. Okay. It was this little girl's world went from flat to round, kicked him out of the house, and then, divorced. And then all through middle school and high school, her mom would tell her from time to time, you can't trust men. They're all dogs. They all just want one thing. You can't trust them. Just can't trust them. And then she goes out into her life, and she said that she had the same relationship with five different men because that victim-centric story was stuck in the background, breath trapped in the chest, revolving.
With pattern recognition, she was repeating it.
1,000%. History doesn't repeat itself. It rhymes. That's true. And then if we use different words, tell better stories, our breath is going to unlock. Descend, and when people's breath individually and collectively, you're breathing good, low and slow, write those words down, then you get the evolution. Then things move forward and they become better and they improve. Do not go for revolution, everybody. Go for evolution. Do not go for a personal revolution. Go for a personal evolution. Do not go for a collective revolution. Go for a collective evolution. And then to finish up what we're talking about with the churches, if you pick 10, the 10 most powerful statements, prayers, and write them out and have the whole congregation read them, with a breath in between, you were alluding to that. What happens? I'm not literate with the Bible, but when a group of people collectively
agree upon something, God says do that.
Exactly. And then how much easier do you think that's going to be when?
Well, it magnifies it.
With the breath, yeah. There's the Council of Nicaea.
Well, God created the earth with his breath.
We're talking about powerful forces here, folks. And I first learned about this from Greg Braden in his Isaiah effect. I believe it was the 14th century. The Council of Nicaea took out books out of the Bible on how to create the feeling of having the thing already done. And if someone is praying or using affirmations and their breath is trapped in the chest, it's not sinking in. You're just going to get this weird mental thing, and you're going to keep repeating it, and you don't feel it. And then somebody says, "Oh, you need to do it for 108 days till it sinks in your subconscious."
Now, all my prayers that have come true is when I pray with my dad, usually, which only done like probably 10 times, and we just it's like in the body, you feel it. It's like it's happening.
He just said it. I didn't. He just said it. If you get your breath in between the words, the spaces, the sentences, then it gets into your body. If the breath is trapped in the chest, remember revolution, the stuff that you want to come out of you, those old feelings of resentment and grief and sadness and anger and bitterness, all the stuff, if your breath is trapped in your chest, all the stuff that you want to come out of you is not coming out, and the stuff that you want to bring in is not getting in. The languages of people, we'll just go English. The way people are using English, it is trapping their breath, and we're getting the revolution. So we are the fulcrum. We are the fulcrum for this, and that's good news. And shout out to El Salvador. We're coming down there in a couple months. Max Kaiser, I want to hang out with you. We want to hang out with you. Diamond Hands, we're part of that. And we'll give some workshops down there, El Salvador, because y'all are cool and we're coming.
So where would you say the Great Awakening is right now? Because I feel a lot of positive potential, but the enemy's tracking back.
You know, how about my Great Awakening? My Great Awakening is right here, right now with you. This is wild, man. Wild and fun, and it feels oddly normal. And then, my Great Awakening is with my friends. You know, I surround myself with badasses, people that are using their words in powerful, cool, constructive ways. They're breathing well. That means they're listening. Okay. If someone's breathing in their chest, they're not listening. Okay. If someone breathes low and slow, they're listening. You get around a group of people that are listening well. That's fun. It creates breathing well. It creates that warmth. And then, cause it's, again, it's an inside out job. And yeah, so I like what's happening. I like what's happening. I didn't expect this whole thing to be easy. Okay. And Lord knows what's going to happen for me coming on this show. You know what? Okay, I love what you said. I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but if you want to fight, let's fight. We have Cup of Jones, man. I got a decent Alex Jones impersonation. My business partner's got a really good one.
I don't know how this is all going to end.
Kimberly.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. I remember I've been friends with Mike Judge a long time, and he did some liners for us. And people thought, like, well, that's pretty close to Mike Judge, but all it's like Mike Judge. So that's my Alex Jones invitation.
You know that indie song? The indie song? I can sing the whole thing. I'm angry.
Yeah. I've had enough of these people. Bunch of Christian murderous scum.
They're a bunch of Christian murderous scum running giant death factories, keeping babies alive, selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face this scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green looking skin and they run around singing, we love Satan, we want to eat babies.
I've got them on video.
I've got them on video. And they keep going. Dude, I listen to that. Yeah. So
they put that out to attack me. It had like 70 million views.
Dorf,
and I went, I love it. And they pulled it. That was Time Warner paid for that. It's actually my words. Hey, listen, love having you here. Mark, we love you. Everybody should visit the website, enlifted.me. Got our next big guest coming in. Get on the plane back to the Carolinas and come back to town. And we look forward to hanging out with you, brother.
Thank you, Alex.
And who knows? Max Kaiser is trying to get me to go down to El Salvador with him, and I think I may do it.
No, we're going to go down there.
In 2 years, the most dangerous country in Latin America, now the safest.
I love it. See, that's the point. You take. It's Aikido.
If things flip very quickly.
Jiu-jitsu.
All right. Enlifted.me. All right, our next big guest is coming up. Thank you so much, sir.
Pleasure.
Thank you. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face this stone. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green looking skin and they run around screaming, we love Satan, we want to eat babies.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ah! I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
Your products have changed my life. Your brain force, all that makes me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store. Support them. Do what you need to do, because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man. Get in the gym, because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen, and that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate love InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I followed this guy's work for a while. Very interesting, very eclectic, and wow, he gets, you know, millions and millions of views every day on his videos on Twitter and more. At Jackson Hinkle, that's H-I-N-K-L-L-E, and he's an American conservative, which is, we're going to talk about this, interesting definition, and Marxist-Leninist political commentator and social media influencer. He hosts the political show The Dive with Jackson Hinkle. He's known for his advocacy of Make America Great Again communism. So he's very articulate, very smart guy, has a huge effect. But people ask, is he trolling people, saying conservative communist? There aren't many communists who'll come on the show. In November 2023, he's one of the most viral users on social media, predominantly X, with over 2 million followers, but banned from WhatsApp, YouTube, PayPal, and Twitch. Jackson received numerous journalistic awards for speaking truth to power on his show, as well as other programs such as Tucker Carlson Tonight, Timcast, IRL, Jimmy Dore Show, Piers Morgan, Uncensored, more. So I wanted to talk about you and then your view of the world right now, but maybe you can square this up for me. How do you have a Trumpist, Make America Great Again, Marxist-Leninist view? Explain that to me.
Well, it's pretty simple, actually. You know, I've been a big fan of your show for years and years. And the MAGA movement, I think most people, there's a few people in the MAGA movement who are flirting with these globalist Nazi scum like Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. But I think most of the MAGA movement understands that the resources, the land, and the means of production of the United States of America should be in the hands of the MAGA working class, okay? There's no reason why we should allow our oil, our gas, our nuclear, our land to be controlled by a few of these rich scum like Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and BlackRock and Vanguard, for example. And that's the whole idea is, you know, we need to fight for this. My ancestors sailed here on the Mayflower. They fought in the American Revolution. They fought in World War II against the Nazis. And they're rolling in their graves right now, looking at what our country is doing, sending $260 billion to Ukrainian Nazis, $14 billion to these anti-human Malthusian terrorists in Israel. We need to fight to get our country back, or else we're going to have a feudal society for the end of time.
All right. Well, I've read Marx. I've read Engels. I've read Das Kapital. And you look at Klaus Schwab, he says he's going to bring Marxist-Leninism through, but with ultra-rich stakeholders in control. Are you saying have a collectivist view on the top, and then it's actually distributed down to the people? But then, I mean, how would that actually be done? I mean, I get now we have a crony capitalist fascist model that's discrediting Americanism. So, I mean, it's great. You call it communism. The U.S. government paid settlers for 100-something years to go west and gave them, quote, free land, but they had to fight for it and keep it and, you know, produce it. I wouldn't call that communism, but a very interesting idea, if you had like some computer, but who programs it, to then, you know, distribute it down. But then how do you distribute it to the people that are actually going to produce with it? Where does the free market operate in that plan?
Well, I think you've drawn up a really good point before in that the world is run by Trotskyists. And people kind of shrug when they hear that. They say, really, the world is controlled by communists? Well, kind of. They're controlled by Trotskyists, as you put it. And these are the most evil, sick human beings on the face of the planet. It's the Clintonites. It's the Bushites. It's the World Economic Forum. It's Klaus Schwab. It's everyone who stands opposed to the American working class.
Well, let me interrupt. I'm going to shut up. We can have you back for 5 hours soon. But you're dead on. The modern leftist movement and the modern neocon movement hails to Trotsky. That is a fact. And Trotsky did not have the regular communist model. He had another model. So you're actually, that's true. So I'm impressed that these aren't just statements you're making. It's actually based in reality.
Exactly, exactly. We might have, you know, not everyone's going to agree 100% of the time, but we agree on that. We know who our enemy is. And what I think is so incredible about what China's done, you know, China's been able to mobilize their economy for the public good, but also increase production and the scale of manufacturing. In America, we have a degrowth ideology that reigns supreme.
Sure, but let's talk about, I'm going to stop interrupting, but define a Trotskyite versus what you're saying, a Xi Jinping model.
Well, the Trotskyites, as you just put it, they want a feudal society where a few people control all of the resources and all of the wealth. What we need is what, you know, I don't want to be China. I want to value, I'm a Christian. I don't know if you're a Christian, but I value Christian values. And we need to recognize that our constitution must reign supreme. We need to bring back free speech right now because the Trotskyists have destroyed free speech by taking over big tech. But what China's been able to do is they're lifting people out of poverty. 840 million people in the past 40 years, they've lifted out of poverty.
So if you don't like Trotsky, are you saying you're more of a Stalinist?
100%. I'm an American Stalinist. 100%. Yeah.
All right, keep going.
Well, so China, I mean, I don't agree with all their censorship, but when you look at China, they've been able to push for peace globally, which is something that the American oligarchs are directly opposed to. They want war everywhere. And China's also looking to invest in their own country. As I said, they've lifted 840 million people out of poverty, and they're doing that by actually producing more oil, more gas. They're producing more nuclear, and they are rapidly, you know, industrializing their major cities and rural areas. Okay. America right now, as sad as it is the resources are controlled by the top, and they're not investing anything back in the working class. That's why our cities are crumbling. That's why we got 60,000 homeless veterans in our country. It's insane to me, but that's the stark reality. And I think that's why I love MAGA, because again, Trump, he might not get everything right, but what the MAGA movement stands for is taking back the means of the production for the working class.
Well, yeah, the globalists are about taking control of production from the people to control us. But communism never really delivers. I mean, China's still centrally planned. How are you saying it's taking the means of production away from the elite?
Well, China is governed by the Communist Party, which has many different factions within it. They even have Jeffersonian Democrats in the Communist Party of China. But at the end of the day, Xi Jinping answers to the people of his nation. And if he failed to do that, he'd be kicked out of power. China is, yeah, they're a planned economy. That's why they're so successful. But America is a planned economy as well. And what people need to understand is a planned economy isn't a bad thing. The only thing that's bad about a planned economy is when you have it like in the United States or the EU or the UK, where they plan it for a handful of rich oligarchs to amass untold amounts of wealth while they, you know, censor and condemn the masses for not following their stated gender policies or, you know,
well, Mr. Henkel, you're definitely right. the state planning of BlackRock is to make us all poor and literally euthanize us. So, but just because BlackRock is this globalist fascist thing, then I don't, then look at, oh, the other choice is Stalinism.
What the other choice or so, I mean, like, I, you know, if you have an idea, you should, we could put it forward and talk about it. But I think that, you know, really people need to grow some balls and understand communism is the only answer for America right now. Okay. Lenin said he was inspired by the American Revolution and that's how he led his revolution. And I think we have a lot to learn from Stalin and from Xi Jinping. And, you know, even what Putin is doing today, I know he's not a communist, but he grew up in a communist era. He was a part of the intelligence community, the KGB, and he carries that with him throughout his life today.
Let's shift gears in geopolitics. Very interesting is all I can say. Please remember, we are listener supported and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. That is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things. Anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, Part 2 of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlavly. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. So I'll take Brain Force in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brain Force is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
So Jackson Hinkle's right. The modern political system is Trotskyite in America. They even admit that at Harvard and Chicago Business School. It's not a debate. Absolute power, absolute control. I wouldn't even call it communism, just Luciferianism. But I don't agree with communism being a model, because it always has state planning and creates the same thing. What we have today is not capitalism. It's just a piratical looting system that's at war with the people. So I don't disagree with what he's saying is wrong, but let's just do this. Tell us about yourself, because I've known about you for a while, but you've exploded. You're everywhere. You're reaching tens of millions probably a day now. And what's your political awakening? And then give us your view geopolitically about where the world is, President Trump, these prosecutions, just all of it.
Yeah, like I said, I've been a big fan of you for a while, and I'm so happy to be on your show. You're clearly, you know, the leading ally against the globalist deep state that I think every American should look to. When it comes to my trajectory, the U.S. and U.K. funded dirty war in Syria is really what woke me up to the madness going on in the world. I mean, you had Jake Sullivan emailing Hillary Clinton saying Al-Qaeda is on our side in Syria. That's insane. They just wanted to take out Bashar al-Assad and steal his oil. And what I think is continued to unfold since that dirty war was really uncovered, and what Israel and the United States and the UK were doing there, is that the world is changing in a really beautiful way. The New World Order that Joe Biden claims to want to usher in is failing. The World Economic Forum is failing. Instead, what we're getting is a multipolar world where, for the first time, the unipolar power that is the United States, that is Wall Street, that is the City of London, for example, is falling, and it's being challenged both in military and economic might, and culturally, I might add, by countries like Russia and China, and now other nations like Iran, which just joined the BRICS grouping. So I'm hopeful for the future, but I'm very worried that our current leadership is going to fight them rather than seek to build peace and relations and you know, business rapport with the BRICS grouping. And that's going to end up having huge consequences for the American working class. We're going to lose the dollar. We're going to lose all of our manufacturing.
I want to hear that. I mean, I agree with you. So how will we get out of it? First, tell us about yourself.
Well, as you said earlier, I'm an anti-imperialist Marxist-Leninist, and I'm a strong supporter of the MAGA movement. I stand with Russia, stand with America, stand with China, stand with all these nations and our people. And I think we need to fight the deep state. But when
so you're
it comes
like a communist nationalist populist.
I guess, yeah, those labels do apply. I'm a strong patriot, 100%. Like I said, my ancestors sailed here on the Mayflower. I'm proud of it. I'm not one of these crazy lefties that wants to tear down statues or anything.
That's amazing.
Like that.
Who are you related on your maternal or paternal side or both?
On my father's side, I'm related to the individual who wrote the Mayflower Compact, and he was the religious leader on the Mayflower. So it's a long history, and I think we should be proud of what our country's done, and we shouldn't nuke it all. And we're allowing these neocon globalists to nuke our country right before our very eyes. So your question was, what do we need to do as an American population? Well, I think Trump is the only candidate right now who's actually working to build global peace. He met with Kim Jong-un. He loves Xi Jinping. He loves Putin. He had great relations with all these leaders. And that's why the globalist deep state, at the end of the day, really hated him.
Well, how do you expect, because you've been a big critic of Israel, how do you, definitely Israel's walked into a trap or knows they are. The West, the U.S. is funding this. Where do you see this attempt, or do you see it as an attempt to trigger a holy war?
I think that it's not so much an attempt to trigger a holy war. I think you can look at the geopolitical dimensions of this and recognize that the Arab states are worried about, economic interests on their end. They're worried about losing the normalization of Israeli ties. And when it comes to the Palestinians and Hamas, they just want Israel to be gone. And
Personally, I think if the U.S. stopped funding Israel, which I think we should, I don't think we should give a single penny to Israel. Israel would cease to exist. If they didn't have the military backing of the United States and the taxpayer dollars flowing to the tune of billions of dollars, Israel would cease to exist. As for
Jackson, let me say this. I don't agree with that statement. Israel has over 1,000 nuclear weapons, fighter bombers, bombers, and nuclear equipped submarines, and they have the third largest IT facility in the world, and they got a bunch of smart people over there. If someone tries to make Israel not exist, they're going to take us to nuclear war. Just like Russia, whether you love Russia or hate it, we can't keep doing this with Russia. They've got the biggest nuclear force. So I'm just saying Israel will cease to exist. Why are you saying that?
Well, I think you have to understand that Israel as a state truly only exists not because of the nukes that it holds. I think they're too cowardly to use nukes, but I think you also have to recognize that since this Al-Aqsa flood began.
You think the Zionists aren't ready to use nuclear? You think Jews aren't ready to go to war and do? I would like to say it's very dangerous that Israel has nuclear weapons. I would see them as one of the first groups of the Iranians to use it. They're completely in war mode, foaming at the mouth. I'm not attacking them. I mean, are you kidding me?
I think that if you look at Israel's military, they're an extremely casualty-averse military. And you have to understand that for a population that truly doesn't have any ties to the land, they're already fleeing in record numbers since October 7th. I mean, you've had a huge portion of the population.
Yeah, but that's just the wimps leaving. And I'll give it to Russia. They've lost hundreds of thousands of troops. They got flesh in the game, skin in the game. But keep going.
If Israel so much as decides to go full on into Gaza City and continue with their invasion, right now they're on the flanks of Gaza City. They haven't fully gone in. They're going to be met probably with the second front by Hezbollah, probably by Iran. I mean, I don't think they're cowardly enough to stay out of it. See them continuing to push this and push this. And if they do, it's going to be very bad for them. They don't like a lot of casualties. They always stop their wars after a few, 2 months max.
Sure, they did that in 2006 in Lebanon and 2007. But Netanyahu's cornered, though, so doesn't that make it more dangerous?
He's cornered geopolitically by other actors, yes, but he's also cornered domestically. The population of Israel doesn't support him, and that's not because of the Al-Aqsa flood. That was because of constitutional reforms he was trying to push through before this all began. And I think his days are numbered. I don't even know if he's going to last for the remainder of this war.
How do you see Ukraine ending? Do you think China moves into Taiwan?
I'd love it if China moved into Taiwan, but I think Ukraine is going to end however Putin wants it to end. I mean, I've said that since February 24th, 2022. There's no way that Ukraine has any chance of winning this. They've lost probably 4 or 5 times more men than Russia has. Russia's gained about 88,000 square kilometers of Ukrainian territory, and they're going to keep pushing for however long they want.
You know, the big criticism of Elon Musk, who's doing a lot of good stuff now, is that he won't criticize China. And people always accuse me of being on somebody's payroll. My listeners pay me, and I say what I say, or they support me, they support me. But, man, if I sit back and, like, people say, you're a smart guy, good-looking guy, everything else, and people would say, like, well, who does this guy work for? Like, I mean, have you been to China? Or, I mean, you say you want Taiwan to get invaded? South China, see, that means we go to war with them? I mean,
there won't be a war. I mean, I've talked to Colonel Douglas McGregor, who was Trump's senior Pentagon advisor, and he painted the picture very clear for me. He said, if China invades Taiwan and they don't try to do this through peaceful reunification, there's nothing that Taiwan or any of its proxies, including, the U.S., which controls the Taiwanese government, can do. I mean, what, we're going to send a few of our Navy ships over there and then they're going
to. So why would you love to see Taiwan invaded?
Well, historically, I mean, Taiwan is China. I mean, that's how the U.S. government categorizes Taiwan at the very moment. I mean, the only reason why there's a sincere push for Taiwan to be an independent country is because deep state neocons like Mike Pompeo want to use it as a proxy to try and destroy China. Taiwan does most of their trade with China. They do a lot of Chinese manufacturing. It would be a huge blow to the Taiwanese population. And I've been to Taiwan, US, if I've been there. I've been to Russia, I've been to Taiwan. It'd be a huge blow to the Taiwanese population. Their standard of living would collapse immediately if the US tried to start some
sure,
sort of
so
a proxy
how do you see
conflict.
This unfolding then? Because there's no doubt US power is receding. What do you think happens in Ukraine? Well, what's your big geopolitical weather report?
Big geopolitical weather report, I guess, is including the Trump presidency, which I do think is coming despite the best interests of them to try and lock him up and take him off the ballot, is that hopefully Trump gets in office and we can have world peace. I really do believe that's what he wants. But the other actors, Russia, China, of course, are going to try to build alternative forms of economic modes of production, alternative currencies. And the most dangerous thing we could have right now is Biden and continuing to try and fight it rather than work with them to build a more, you know, economically beneficial future for all countries on the globe.
Well, when you say Biden, you mean Obama.
100%. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think? Because I've seen you've been pro Hezbollah, pro Hamas. What do you think about all the military-aged men they have in the West?
Military-age men in where?
All of the Islamic men that have been brought in, they're now allied with the left, and the left's the ones wanting all the wars, but then they schizophrenically say they're against the wars. What do you think of all the Islamists in the West?
I think, we call them diasporoids. They don't actually uphold any of the values of these Islamic states or these Arab states. I mean, if any of these, Iranian, diasporoids went back to Iran, we all know what would happen to them. They're pushing all this transgender mutilation ideology at UCLA and Berkeley and Harvard. We all know what happened to him. Look at that Hassan Piker guy. You know that guy? We all know what happened to him if he went back to Turkey. They'd lock him up in prison, and rightfully so. They're lunatics. So I think a lot of these people that are allied with the West or the Democrats in the West right now, they're out of their countries for a very specific reason.
All right. I've asked a lot of the questions. The time we've got left, we're a little bit in the next hour. You're super viral on Twitter, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Musk has freed up almost everybody. I'm not even complaining that I'm still banned. I mean, I get why. But why do you think you're so viral?
I have no idea. I mean, I think at the end of the day, you would be the most viral person on Twitter if you were allowed on Twitter, and I've campaigned for you to get back on Twitter. I say, Elon, I'm the most viral guy right now. Please, if you can do me one favor, please bring back Alex Jones and, others as well. But I think when it comes down to it, people who expose the lies of the mainstream media are going to gain the most followers. And if you look at the war in Israel, we've seen nothing but lies. 40 beheaded babies, raped women, children charred. They claim that Hamas fighters with rifles are somehow burning and melting entire fleets of cars. It's insane. So people like when you expose lies, and that's why so many people like you.
So you're predicting Trump wins, which obviously if they had the election now, he'd win by massive margins. No fraud, but he would stop it. They can't stop landslides. But why did they think they could indict him all these times and it wouldn't make people see him as the outlaw?
Because they don't learn from their mistakes at all. They turn Trump into a martyr, and it's very clear. I mean, you have tons of Americans who I don't think ever even considered voting for Donald Trump in their lives, who've not just only seen the crisis that is unfolding in our country as a result of the Obama-Biden administration right now, but also they see just how criminally they've gone after Donald Trump, and they understand, well, that guy is clearly posing some sort of a threat to the people that are trying to keep me down and kick me in the face. So now we're going to support him, and I think that's why you're going to see this landslide.
Again, I got 50 questions here for you, Jackson Hinkle, but you're talking to a couple million people right now. What's most on your radar right now? What do you want to impart to people?
I guess what I would like to impart to people listening right now is that there aren't many people that are willing to actually push for peace on the global front. Donald Trump is the only one. And, you know, there's this guy, you should maybe interview him. His name is Haz al-Din of the Infrared Show. He's the guy that pioneered this MAGA communism theory. And the reason why we all support Donald Trump is because he's willing to actually go across the pond and meet with the official state baddies of the United States and seek peace with them. And what we need to do as Americans, you know, a lot of people say they're America first in the Republican movement. They say, well, I'm an America first Republican. Nikki Haley says she's America first. Ron DeSantis says he's America first. But look at what they're actually saying. They're going to dump out our tax base for Ukraine, a bunch of Nazi terrorists. They're going to dump out our taxes for Israel, these terrorists that are killing 10,000, 11,000 Gazans. You're not America first. You're just not. Maybe you're Israel first, but you're not America first. What we need to have in this movement is not just America first, but America only. I only want taxpayer dollars going to America. I want someone who's going to fight for peace for our people. Donald guy, and that's why we need to support him.
Well, here's the problem. I'm against world government, the New World Order, and corporate governance. And BlackRock is mainly allied with communist China. And so if the United States disengages internationally, it allows the Chi-Coms and others to now control this international umbrella that's transferred our money into it. So I don't want to get rid of world government. I want to get rid of corporate governance and stakeholder capitalism and bring back free market, laissez-faire, Teddy Roosevelt type ideas. But go ahead.
I think that, you know, we all know the media lies. And if we know they lie about current events and what's going on right before our very eyes, we can all assume that they've lied 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times more about history. Okay. I mean, you have people claiming that George Soros is somehow allied with communist China when he himself has stated that China's the greatest threat to his own society.
He said Xi Jinping is the new Hitler. But he loved Xi Jinping until 3 years ago.
I'm not aware of that. I just know that, you know, a couple of years ago he put out.
Yeah, no, I got videos of him saying China and Xi Jinping's the model. They'll Xi Jinping double cross them. So I'm just trying to explain to you. And Jackson, I can tell you're a smart guy, so I'm not talking down to you, but just don't talk down to us. Just because America's run by scum doesn't mean China is good or Russia is good. I mean, you obviously can grasp that, right?
I think Russia and China are very good. I think they've done good things. So I think the American people are great, but I personally, I have no qualms with Russia or China. They're not stealing our taxes and funding radical gender ideology.
No, definitely. They're not the ones raping us. I agree with that. I'm just saying throwing the baby out with the bathwater and saying communism is the answer. Let's talk about Bill Gates. Let's talk about Klaus Schwab. They, in their own writings, actually talk about a utopian communist system administered by them. So what do you make of Klaus Schwab saying China's the answer, China's the model? He's the head of the WEF. Do you agree with Klaus Schwab?
I think that Klaus Schwab stands diametrically opposed to what China's doing. Again, China is falling in the line of Stalin and Mao and you know, Lenin, really. When it comes to Klaus Schwab, he's a Trotskyist. He stands directly opposed to Xi Jinping and what their project is.
He praises Xi Jinping, but okay, you could say in actual action, he probably is more Trotskyite.
One thing about that, you know, of course, Klaus Schwab understands that if he can try to curry favors from China and Xi Jinping, the most successful country in terms of economic standings soon to be on the face of the earth, he's going to try to do whatever he can to try and win Xi Jinping over. But I don't think just because he's trying to curry favors from Xi Jinping means he agrees with him on everything.
What do you think of Bill Gates?
I think Bill Gates is a terrorist and he should be, you know, locked in some sort of a gulag or something. That guy is an anti-American, anti-human scum.
What do you think of the other, Republican candidates?
Well, Vivek Ramaswamy is a very dangerous figure in my opinion. I like what he says on a lot of subjects when it pertains to cultural issues, when it, you know, even some of his comments about Russia are okay, but you know, he says he acts like he runs the world. He rules the world. He said, The way to answer this whole crisis in Ukraine is to tell Russia that they can take whatever portion of land that they want from Ukraine. They'll win the war, but Russia has to agree that they won't enter any sort of agreement, partnership, or collaboration with China. I mean, how is an American leader supposed to prevent a partnership that's already flourishing? I mean, so I think that guy's very dangerous. He wants us to decouple from China. China helped us after the 2008 recession. China's done nothing bad to us. China's not stealing our taxes. It's Bill Gates and it's the World Economic Forum and it's these sorts of people that are buying up all our land and resources and hoarding them for their own
wealth.
What
do you think that what's going to happen to the EU?
I'd be very happy if it collapsed, and I wouldn't be surprised if it does. I mean, you're already seeing the tethers begin to break. You're seeing countries like Hungary who have just had too much with this insane Russophobic mindset from the EU. The EU is obviously, as we all know, withholding EU slush funds to Hungary that they paid into because Hungary won't adhere to their gender norms and their transgender ideology. So I think it would be great if we, you know, Alexander Dugin talks about the Great Awakening versus the Great Reset, and it's clear that there is a Great Awakening happening in a lot of these right populist movements inside of Europe. I just pray that they're successful and they can take it to the end of the you know, the touchdown line, the finish line.
Sure. Well, I'm not trying to attack you, Jackson Hinkle, but I've interviewed Dugin, and I've been on other shows with him. And you said earlier you don't know I'm a Christian, but you're a listener. I am a extreme Christian. I'm a follower of Christ.
Well, I meant to say Orthodox Christian. I'm an Orthodox Christian. Right. I don't know if you're an Orthodox Christian.
Well, I'm just saying the Great Awakening belongs to the West. Dugin does not like the Atlantean model. I'm not an Atlantis, an Atlantean, but I also think the West has things to offer. I don't actually want war with Russia. Dugin believes there's going to be a war between sea powers and the land power and that Russia will come out on top. I actually don't want to have a supremacist view. I actually want to work with Russia. So you're here saying you want to unify all this, but you're mentioning intellectual leaders of this stuff. I'm actually bringing you up what they're saying. So do you think Russia's going to win the war against America? Because I don't stand for that. I stand for America and Russia working together.
Well, I mean, I've read a lot of Dugin's works, and you know, especially his most recent works. He talks about how Trump is an inspiring figure and how Trump should work to rebuild America, and he loves Trump and he loves the American people. So I don't know what you're referring to with that, but I think that Dugin is really interesting for a number of reasons. I mean, sure, he might theorize that Russia is going to defeat the United States, but I mean, can you disagree when you look at Joe Biden and what this country's doing? If
sure, they just blew his daughter up and killed her, so the CIA definitely doesn't like him.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Dugin's a bad guy. He's a patriot for his country, and I think he's very intellectually honest, and I think overall he's an honorable man. I'm a nationalist, but I'm not a globalist, and I'm not an internationalist. But at the same time, I'm just tired of conflict with all these countries. And all I was bringing up is that he believes that Russia's in an existential struggle, and that America will be defeated. Well, America's already being defeated by globalists that have conquered us. So I don't think America is the globalist. I want to rid ourselves of them.
I agree with you. I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what he's saying is if America continues to chart down this path, Russia, they feel like they're trapped in a corner. They have no other option but to defeat the United States. But if you read, you know, in his book, The Great Awakening versus the Great Reset, he talks about these inspiring populist movements that is the true Great Awakening that wants to rid our countries of this deep state globalist cabal.
I follow him some. I didn't even know he had a book called The Great Awakening. My new book is called The Great Awakening.
I know. Yeah, he's got a great book. Great Awakening versus The Great Reset. It's a great book.
Well, I'm going to read it. I've been trying to get him back on the show. I've been on some Russian TV with him. I've had him on once before. And I was just trying to promote peace with him, and he didn't seem to, he was like, no, the land power will defeat the Atlantean sea power. And, you know, that was basically it.
Yeah.
And, you know,
he's a guy who's, I've changed my views in my life. I know he's a guy who's changed his views in his life. So I think it would be great. I personally would love it if you had another conversation.
I want him on. He's invited. Jackson Hinkle, stay there. I want to ask you where you think the war in the Middle East is going, where you think the Ukraine war is going, and more, because you're super viral and obviously a smart guy, and definitely get people thinking. We'll be right back with hour number three. Hour number four, actually. Wow. Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels, and what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years, because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Fortune tanto vulnera, sili latibus ocelis, potsu amici vulnera, sutra di prebelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are living in epic times. Jackson Hinkle has definitely made a big mark on the culture, and he's a very interesting fellow. We have a little bit of segment here, a little bit of the next segment. I want to invite him up on a commercial-free special broadcast sometime. He can send us a bunch of videos, talking points. We can do a deep dive into understanding all this, because I believe we should talk to everybody. I find it intriguing about what he's talking about, because we have a collective communism of BlackRock and a few thousand billionaires, which is like a fascist communism or a plutocracy or an oligarchy. I don't think communism is in the answer to another communist system, but we should have an honest discussion about the fact that we're already basically communist. Fascists, it's all the same thing at the end of the day. I got so many questions, but other points you want to get to?
Regarding that, I mean, yeah, I'd have to say the at its core, what it is that we need in America right now is an economy that prioritizes the public good, but also simultaneously one that advances the modes of production. Because if we have the first part without the second part, you have like AOC style nonsense. If you have the second part without the first part, you have kind of what America used to be, but America's losing both of those points right now to this, you know, globalist ruling class.
But communism, because it sets up a new ruling class, does even worse than monarchies and other things. Where you're a smart guy. I mean, is this a giant troll that communism's the answer?
Not at all. Not at all. I think that communist governments are, they're actually closer to the working people of the nation. I mean, you look at Stalin, for example. They took their country from a feudal society to the greatest country and military behemoth at its time that defeated the Nazis in the bloodiest war in human history. So I think China as well, you know, basically feudal
society. Yeah, but that's because the Russians were incredible people, not because of communism.
Well, if it was just because the Russians were incredible people, which I don't deny, you know, I'm engaged to a Russian right now. She's a beautiful woman, great person. But when it comes to Russian history, I don't think you deny that the Russians had a very, very hard go at it under the feudal times.
Sure, under the Czars, a thousand years of feudalism. Yeah, no one, it's like apartheid's bad, but we don't defend the communism they have now in South Africa. It's like you go from syphilis to brain cancer.
Yeah, I mean, South Africa, I wouldn't say is communist. I think the EFF is communist, and I definitely
it's a race-based
them,
communist. I mean, well, it's not communist?
The EFF?
The whole system, socialist, communist, whatever you want to call it.
Well, I mean, race baiting and gender ideology, all that stuff, it's not communist. It's funny, though, because think about, Alex, you make fun of these people all the time. Think about all these, like, college leftists that claim they're true Stalinists or something to that effect, but they're really Trotskyists. They're not communists. If they were alive during the time of Che Guevara or Stalin, they'd be put up against a wall.
I was about to say, no, that's true. Modern leftists will be put up against a wall.
100%. So I think when there's a lot of people, in the media and well-meaning people, also just average people who have been lied to about what communism is, because it is the greatest threat to the deep state, and that's why they've lied about it for 100+ years.
Hold on, let's do 60-second break and come back with that. The British intelligence funded Lenin. They used it to bring down the czars. Hold on, we'll be right back.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, one of the most viral pundits and journalists out there is Jackson Hinkle. He's exploded onto the scene. And in closing, I want to invite you back on a commercial-free show soon to really do a deep dive on communism and basically have a debate about it. And all these terms become nebulous at the end of the day. It really is about the central government and also the culture, the people, the resources, the region, the history. But you're just because the czarist system in Russia was feudalist and oppressive. I mean, you know British intelligence, the train of gold, all that, and you criticize Israel a lot. You realize that it was the proto-Zionist that actually went over and helped overthrow Russia. That's on record. So this is kind of a snake eating its tail here.
Hmm. The record I have, you said the British intelligence funded Lenin. I mean, I've never heard of that. I do know for a fact British intelligence funded Trotsky and the White Army, but I've never seen any evidence that they funded Lenin.
So British intelligence funded the White Russians?
The White Army, yeah.
Yeah, no, the anti-communists, the White Russians. And I know it took them 10 years to get control of Russia, the communists. You've never heard of the Train of Gold? You never Heard about British intelligence at the end of World War One taking out its their relatives?
I know they funded Trotsky and the White Army, but I haven't heard of any funding going to Lenin. That wouldn't really make sense either.
Well, I mean, you know about the West and 100,000 people who were former Russian immigrants, mainly Jewish, the 100,000-man army sent back with Lenin from New York to take down the czars?
I think that was good. I think they should have taken down the czars. The czars deserved to go, and I think it was a heroic moment in human history.
So you're mad at Israel today, but those were good Jews that went and overthrew the czars.
Well, I have no qualms with Jewish people. I mean, I think there's.
I don't either, but I don't care if you're black or white or purple. I mean, I mean, there were some big massacres carried out by the communists.
Yeah, everyone says there was, these crazy massacres, billion people died, whatever. But let's just do a hypothetical.
Not only is a billion, when they arrested Mao Zedong's wife and then put him on house arrest his last few years, the Communist Party of China says Mao killed 80 plus million people. That's from the Communist Party. You know, China repudiated Mao Zedong, right?
Well, just the same way that Stalin's detractors within the Communist Party in Russia, you know, they came out and smeared him. But
well, no, I would say Stalin did to Lenin what the Chinese communists did to Mao. But still, are you denying that the Great Leap Forward, the Cultural Revolution, killed a whole lot of people?
What I'm denying, okay, so people always say that they killed millions of people, they killed billions of people, whatever. But what we know is, think about this. If there was some sort of a truly revolutionary figure in America who led an incredible revolution to take all of our resources, our oil, our gas, our nuclear, and our land back from the hands of Bill Gates and BlackRock, the media and the globalist elite, the EU, City of London, they would do everything in their power to lie about that revolutionary figure and make him look as terrible as possible. They'd say he murdered a million babies, you know? So I think that we have to recognize that if we understand the news media is lying today, that they've lied an insurmountable amount about history and especially
what I'm saying is just because
figures.
Our media is bad doesn't mean that the other country's media is good either.
No, but clearly our media has a vested interest in telling one side of the story. And you can also recognize that other nations' media has the same thing. But when it comes to U.S. media and Western media, all they do is push pro-globalist nonsense, and they continue to kick the working class in the face.
I'm not arguing that our elite is at absolute war with the people and sees us as garbage and is deindustrializing us. Jason Hinkle, Jackson Hinkle on Twitter, please come back again. You're a great debater, and I respect the work you're doing, and I'm glad you're willing to have a discussion with me. Very, very thought-provoking. 60-second closing comment.
Thank you for having me on. I've wanted to have a conversation with you for a while, and like I said, maybe we have some disagreements about history or whatever, but those pale in comparison to the allyship that we hold against the globalists. So I'm right by your side.
I agree. The globalists are the big king daddy that don't even have an ideology other than total domination and depopulation. And so I've said radical Islam at least doesn't want to cut little children's genitals off. and it's, you know, so I'm like, I mean, that's not as bad as the globalist. And I Xi Jinping's broken with the globalists. He's fighting them now. They're in a big war, but then China funds Hollywood and all the anti-family, you know, race war crap. So it's a very sophisticated mess. Jackson Hinkle, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Maria Z was going to be on yesterday, but they had a giant power outage and an internet outage in her country that she ties into Soros and the globalists, and they're definitely testing their internet kill switches. She's going to take over here after this quick little break we're going to have. And then Owen Schroer will be back at 3 p.m. Oh, sorry. He's in solitary confinement. So we're going to have a guest host there at 3 p.m. The War Room. If you missed the first hour, big updates on them torturing J6ers at the next level in federal prisons. Congressional investigations have begun. This is a beta test for all of us. It's very serious. Infowars.com/show. Ultra 12, the highest quality B12s back in stock, 40% Infowarsstore.com. If you don't buy the products, which are already great, you should already have, we won't be here. It's that simple. It's up to you whether we stay on air. Ultra 12, Infowarsstore.com, and my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Second Great Renaissance. Maria Z takes over in just a few minutes. Be the first to get my new book, It's Incredible, and fund the InfoWar, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists, and Launching the Next Great Renaissance at InfoWarStore.com. Look how much thicker it is than The Great Reset. That was an excellent book as well. Look at that. It is a thick book. It is incredible. Let me tell you, overhead shot, please. Let me tell you what's in this book. And it was like 600 pages. We had to cut it down to 400. The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists, and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. And I recorded this. I wrote this. Ken Heckenlively, that is a great proofreader and researcher, went over everything I said and made sure all of it was bibliographed, all of it was footnoted, all of it was documented. That's what they did in this book. Every paragraph in here has been fact-checked, forwarded by Stephen K. Bannon. And you read this sucker, order it now. A signed copy is a fundraiser. I want to thank you if you do that. Order an unsigned copy. Forward, Bayonet in the Back of the Deep State, Stephen K. Bannon. Introduction, Chapter 1, The Threat of Artificial Intelligence, Chapter 2. Mao is in charge of the Democratic Party, and political violence is bad except when it's directed at Alex Jones. Chapter 3, You're Being Modified Against Your Will, and To What End? Chapter 4, They Want You to Be a Teenager on an Allowance, and that's just the beginning. Social Credit Score. Chapter 5, The Eternal War of the Tyrants. Chapter 6, The War Machine. Chapter 7, The Deep State Makes Its Move. Chapter 8, The Education of Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, as well as others. The whole inside baseball there. Chapter 9, Jeffrey Epstein, Renfield to the Globalist Draculas, who even worse, because they prey on their own children. They drink their own children's blood. I name names. Chapter 10, The COVID-19 Lies and Deception. Chapter 11, Selling Your Soul to Hollywood and probably the CIA. Chapter 12, Combat Tactics for Victory. Chapter 13, The Final Battle. Chapter 14, Conclusion, How You Know You're Winning. Then Heckenlively wanted to write a afterword that's writing for Alex Jones. The notes, acknowledgments, and all the different footnotes. It is powerful. It is well written. It is well documented. It is ready for war. And it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. If you get it at Amazon, that's fine. We want to push it to number one. Amazon says deliver by the 24th. We're going to start shipping the 20th as well, so you get by the 24th. But you can get exclusive signed copies at InfoWarsStore.com or unsigned copies. Then we get even more support. The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists, and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. And it's got a big write-up at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest you go read it right now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, and let me tell you, I never miss a broadcast, but earlier this week, Tuesday for America, Wednesday for Australia, we had one of the largest telecommunications outages in history in our country, with more than 50% of the country not having access to phones or internet whatsoever. It started at about 4 o'clock in the morning. And as much as I desperately tried to find a spot to broadcast from, driving around for hours to find some Wi-Fi, the connection was very unstable. And that was the case for most people. We had hospitals that were unable to function. We had our 911 unable to be contacted through landlines. The 911 number here is 000. So emergency services were affected. We had an entire city's train network shut down because of this outage. It was absolutely colossal. Seriously, seriously devastating for so many people around the country. And I'm not being over dramatic here. What the mainstream media has presented this as is, you know, basically they got a few people on, for example, on the ABC to talk about how they were, one guy said, oh, I'm sad because I couldn't get a coffee. Or another lady said, oh, well, I'm here meeting a friend for a coffee and I couldn't even text her to tell her that I'm here. And that's really the airing of the trivial issues of this, huge outage. For example, a hospital in Sydney put out a statement that if you need to contact us, our landlines are down. If you need to contact us, you can email us. Well, how are people going to email you when they have no internet? Optus, the carrier that went down, said, oh, we're putting updates on our website. How are people going to look at the updates when they have no internet? And this went on for over 14 hours, which again is not catastrophic in the sense that it was, you know, only a few hours, but the number of businesses that could not function, Ababa came on and has received heavy criticism for saying that their barbershop, they could not function in their business. This cost them, you know, I can't even imagine how many businesses lost thousands of dollars as a result of this outage. And the solution from Optus is to give everyone some free data for Christmas. Gee, thanks guys. What about the thousands of dollars people have lost? And so this barber said, I could not process any transactions at all. My customers could not pay for their haircuts. Most people these days don't carry cash. And that was the most evident thing on Tuesday here in Australia, that people simply are not prepared for outages. But worse still, it shows you what happens when everything goes digital. And I will talk a little bit about the digital ID and social credit aspect separately. But I want to bring up this article, team. If you can bring up the news.com.au article, it says, how will Optus CEO reveals how customers will be compensated for outage as she admits the nationwide outage could happen again. What do you mean it could happen again? I want to say it is now Friday here in Australia, and this outage happened on Tuesday, and we still not have had a decent explanation as to why this occurred. They have actually said this was a network event which triggered a cascading failure. I want to quote from their statement. In common with major global telecommunications networks, the Optus network is designed with multiple layers of fallback and redundancy. At the heart of this is a modern intelligent router network developed with the world's leading vendors. Despite this, a network event yesterday triggered a cascading failure, which resulted in the shutdown of services to our customers, and our engineers are investigating. That is not an explanation. So we are 3 days from this huge outage that affected even our emergency services and an entire city's train network. And they have really, I mean, this explanation is nothing. What is it? What is them saying? Oh, a network event has triggered some cascading failures. That doesn't explain anything. And again, look at this article. She admits the nationwide outage could happen again. So are they preparing us for more of this? Are people to expect more of these failures in future? You can, Optus has admitted another mass network blackout can't be ruled out. So when are we to expect this? How long will it happen for? Why is this happening? Team, you can pull that article down now. It's worth noting that last year in October of 2022, this particular telecommunications provider, which is again one of the largest out of the two biggest in the country, experienced a massive cyber hack, or what they tell us was a cyber hack, and it resulted in 10 million customers' data being compromised, or so they told us. And what happened was the government came out and said, oh, you need a digital ID now. Hang on a minute. 10 million customers have had their digital data hacked digitally. And so your solution is for me to put more of my private information digitally in the hands of people who are incompetent and unable to manage it. And I'm talking about the government here, and asking me to do it with a private company that's just been hacked. And almost immediately after that happened, you go onto the Optus app, and there's an option there straight away to link your digital ID. I know that in the process of getting services, because now I have backups, but at the time, you know, getting a new service, the last time I needed one, I was asked to link my. Well, you just had a hack of 10 million customers' data, or so you tell us. And of course, what happened was people got really scared. They were told, oh, digital ID is the best way to protect your privacy. And so they went and got a digital ID, even though they've just been digitally hacked. I mean, it's just nonsensical. People just do not use their common sense. And again, when reading this, from Optus, the quote that I read before, it was a network event that triggered a cascading failure. Yeah, we know. What was the network event? What was the cascading failure? How did it happen? And why are you telling us it can happen again? Surely a country like Australia cannot afford for 50% of the telecommunications to go out to the point where hospitals can't be contacted and you can't call 000, which is 911 in the United States, from landlines. That's not something that a country like Australia should ever expect again, and yet we're being told to expect it. Absolutely shocking. Absolutely shocking. And so while most people would say that a 14-hour break from the internet and from their phones is quite welcome, I don't have to agree, I don't think people have really considered all of the devastating effects to businesses and a lot of sole traders, of this outage, like the barber. And the mainstream media airs these trivial, seemingly irrelevant, problems, you know, people and the kinds of people that, say, for example, the ABC got, you know, a guy that literally got on and said, yeah, well, I couldn't buy my coffee, so that made me sad. What happens when you have a digital ID that's linked to your central bank digital currency and you do something wrong and you can never buy a coffee again, buddy? But the media won't talk about that. The media won't talk about what happens if this outage actually went for 2-3 days. We're being told to expect it. What would people do then? Yes, it may have been a welcome break from your having to answer your employer's calls where you can't answer them, or having to get on a train because there are no trains functioning in the city of Melbourne. Yes, that was a welcome break. What happens when it's 2-4 days? What happens if this becomes a regular thing? And all these people that, you know, complain that they couldn't buy their coffee. Have you thought about carrying cash with you? Have you thought about a backup? Have you thought about what this would look like? Forget social credit scores. Have you thought about what a central bank digital currency in society would look like when something like this occurs? Especially if you're being told it's going to happen again. I don't think people think at all. You know, and you get the opportunity to get in front of the mainstream media to talk about this serious issue. And I'm sure some people did. I'm sure some people spoke about the wider issue of everything being digital and central bank digital currency and digital IDs. I'm certain some people would have brought that up. Surely not everyone is that daft in my country. But the media only aired the guy that was sad about not being able to buy his coffee. And really, really downplayed it. The other thing that's very, very important to note is that this did not only affect Optus. So the other largest carrier in the country is called Telstra. And many Telstra customers reported that they were affected as well. Now, Optus has been put over the coals in media. You should see the ways that the mainstream media has really grilled the CEO. However, you know, I made the point that imagine if the media went to this effort to grill the politicians who got on the television every day and told people that the to get a safe and effective injection that they knew was going to kill them, otherwise they don't get to work or feed their families. Imagine if they grilled them the same way that they did over an outage that lasted 14 hours. Well, we'd be in a different world now, wouldn't we? But it's important to note that Telstra also had these issues and that customers were reporting across the country that they were having issues as well. And you don't see any coverage of the Telstra issue in the mainstream media. All that they've done really is a couple of small articles, which you have to go looking for, that say that apparently the reason that Telstra was affected was because all these Optus customers were going to Telstra to try and sign up, calling them. And I don't know how an influx of customers calling you or trying to access your website would actually affect, you know, through existing Wi-Fi networks. For example, I went to an eatery, a local eatery, to try and access the Wi-Fi. I don't know how that in particular, when all these people access your Wi-Fi anyway, these networks exist. How is it that people are trying to call your customer service line or access the Telstra service to switch over? How does that actually impact your existing infrastructure that is able to handle that and, you know, provides services to some of the other telco providers as well as it is? But not a peep about that in the mainstream media. The fact that it's not only Optus that was affected. The other major carrier was as well. But, you know, we don't really have an explanation for you. We're investigating. We'll give you some free data over Christmas and it could happen again. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this break so I can tell you about some more that I've discovered.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you're having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters. And you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists. Because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now. Please listen closely, because this is life-changing, critical information. The globalists are bombarding us
with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products. And for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, coming to you after one of the largest communications outages ever experienced in Australia's history this week. And I mentioned before the break how the mainstream media has really downplayed the effects on individuals. And that includes airing some people saying, oh, I couldn't get my coffee. I was sad. Literally in those words. And while at the same time absolutely grilled the Optus CEO for the effects on businesses and so on, but not really asking the right questions and not highlighting at all the effects that this something like this would have if we went completely digital, if we went to a digital ID, a digital currency. I mean, what happens the next time we have an outage, as Optus said, expect more, basically.
The new book, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalist and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. The follow-up to The Great Reset and the War for the World. This is the latest book by Alex Jones. And man, you know, that one was a real focused dissertation about The Great Reset and the globalist plan for the corporate world government. This goes even deeper into the phenomenon and gets into the cultural aspects, the artificial intelligence aspects, and so much more, but also how we the people can have a great renaissance in the face of it. And so not only is this copy available at InfoWarsStore.com, you can get a signed copy by Alex Jones exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your signed copy exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and this basically operates like a fundraiser. When you buy the autographed copy at InfoWarsStore.com, that goes towards funding this operation and keeping us on the air. Despite all the lawfare against us, all the censorship against us, they're putting me in prison for my speech, we will still be on the air thanks to your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com. So when you buy the autographed copy, I've already got my autographed copy. I might have an inside track. Let's just say I got an inside track. I got my autographed copy already. But you can get yours exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. The Great Awakening. This might be some prison reading for me.
Welcome back, everyone. A quick interruption there to my connection. It's worth noting that since Tuesday, the internet has not been the same. And that is for all of my devices. While we have connection and we can broadcast, it's definitely not as strong as the connection usually is. And also my ability to access some websites has been affected. So I'm not sure that this is a widespread problem. All I can say is that every single one of my devices in my house is having difficulty accessing Rumble. It's virtually unusable. And I don't know that that's the case for everyone. And I'm certainly not accusing the telcos of blocking access to this website. But I think it's worth noting that certain websites are having major issues still. And I like I said, Rumble is virtually unusable for me right now on every one of my devices in my home, in my studio, while Instagram, for example, functions just fine. So I don't know whether certain companies like Meta get priority for, I don't know how this works, All I can say is my personal experience. It's also worth noting that on the 8th of November, that what's called 50 in 5 officially launched. Now, I'm going to release a very detailed report on this tomorrow on my show Uncensored. It'll be up on zmedia.com afterwards. But to give you a really brief overview, basically, this is a Bill and Melinda Gates initiative funded and partnered with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And the 50 in 5 right now comprises of a few countries that are sort of not really, you know, big Western powers that are trialing this digital public infrastructure model where they are digitizing all of their government services. They make that they make reference to digital government, digital ID, biometrics. I listened to one of their webinars just yesterday, and Togo was talking about how, you know, they're sharing their ways of biometrically tracking all of their people, which they are so proud that they launched during COVID, how they're sharing this with the other countries. And the aim is within the next 5 years to have 50 countries basically sharing all of their data, open source about all of their citizens, and you know, everything is going to be on this cloud, for everyone to be able to view and share and so on and so forth. And without getting into the nitty gritty of this, this is really aligned with the UN 100's Age of Global Enlightenment, how they say everyone is basically going to be living out their lives through the cloud. Everything will be connected. You'll be able to, the only real life you'll have is a life in the metaverse. You won't really live a real life on Earth. And I really do encourage people to go to our website, zmedia.com with three E's, and just type in, go to the interviews page and search Agenda 2045 or UN 100 and watch that 4-part series that we did on that. That was hundreds of hours of research put into that series to really, you know, explain to people what the vision of the future was and how everything was going to be transferred into the metaverse. Your real life will no longer exist as far as they're concerned, and they call you an object. And so tomorrow I'll release a detailed report, as I said, on this DPI, but it is very interesting to note that this huge launch of all of these countries backed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, of making everything digital and pushing for digital ID and biometric tracking and all of the above happened on the 8th of November. And, you know, that was just hours really after our huge outage here in Australia. I'm not suggesting that the two are absolutely related. I just think that it's a coincidence worth noting. And of course, we have to ask these questions, especially when we're not given a solid answer as to why this catastrophic outage happened in Australia. I also don't think that, you know, a couple of hundred gigs of data is really sufficient for the businesses that lost thousands of dollars on that day. You know, I'm certainly one of the businesses that was affected as well. But I want to talk about the broader problem here, which was not addressed by the mainstream media, about digital ID, about, you know, what happens when you have a digital ID and you have a central bank digital currency and you don't behave how you should, and then you're cut off and you can't pay a bill, or you can't pay your mortgage, or you have a car registration payment that's due today and you have to pay it digitally and you can't pay that. Now that is true for anyone if you have an outage, especially if the outage lasts a while. But, you know, on Tuesday, all of Australia said to themselves, well, that's okay, it'll be back. And we depend on that. We're very, very dependent on that infrastructure. But what happens when it doesn't come back and it's been 4 days and you're not getting your access back because you're not trusted by the government because you tried to buy meat this month or you drove a petrol vehicle this month or you wanted to drink milk? Or you bought more than 3 items of clothing. Well, actually, you can't even do that because the central bank digital currency can be programmed. For Americans, you would have heard the World Economic Forum talking about how they can program a CBDC to restrict your ability to purchase ammunition. So have your Second Amendment all you want. They're going to stop you from buying ammunition. And then what happens when you try to purchase it another way? All of a sudden, your ability to use your bank account, your digital currency, is blocked indefinitely, like is happening to some people in China. When we come back on the other side of this break, I want to paint a bit of a picture of how this dystopian world that they're building will actually look in practice. And we don't have to look very far to see how the people in China are suffering desperately, desperately under this social credit system. Don't go anywhere. The future is discussed in the next segment.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, Immune Support, Organic Green Fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and Out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is, different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell it for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order.
It's Alex Jones.
Talk about what this dystopian future looks like. Australia got a very, very small taste this week of what 14 hours with absolutely no internet, no phone service looks like, and what it effectively looks like to be offline. But I want to show you guys what it looks like to be in a permanent state of being offline. There is a journalist in China who is an independent journalist and worked very, very hard at exposing corruption in the government. And team, if you can cue up the video, journalist social credit score, what's happened to him is absolutely shocking and something that people like me certainly have experienced the very beginnings of with my personal debanking earlier this year. I know it's not an isolated incident, and that's the problem. You have multiple freedom-loving people who've been debanked already as a small taste, shadow banned, unable to reach people with their crucial information about government corruption, about how these people are planning to absolutely destroy our lives. Look what's happened to this journalist. Let's have a look at this clip.
When Liu Hu recently tried to book a flight, he was told he was banned from flying because he's on the list of untrustworthy people. Liu was a journalist who was ordered by a court to apologize for a series of tweets he wrote and was then told his apology was insincere. I can't buy property. My child can't go to private school, he says. You feel you're being controlled by the list all the time. And the list is now getting longer, as every Chinese citizen is being assigned a social credit score, a fluctuating rating based on a range of behaviors. China's growing network of surveillance cameras makes all of this possible. Ken Dewaskin has studied China's economic and political culture for more than three decades.
How far into people's daily mundane activities does this go?
Well, I think that the government and the people running the plan would like to go as deeply as possible to determine how to allocate benefits and also how to impact and shape their behavior.
The fear, of course, is that the government may use this social credit scoring system to punish people that it deems not sufficiently loyal to the Communist Party. And trying to clear your name or fight your score is nearly impossible because there is no due process.
The court says that he was insincere in his apology. Sounds a little bit like what's going on with Owen Schroyer at the moment, because he wasn't, you know, repenting for his opinion that the U.S. presidential 2020 presidential election was stolen. So that deems him worthy of imprisonment and solitary confinement, apparently. And this journalist in China can't travel, and he's permanently not trusted by the government. I watched another video where he said it's impossible for me to function in society. He's now a leper of society, just like the uninjected were during the time of lockdowns. Team, if you can bring up the article from biometricupdate.com, Australia's biometric ID verification systems have been operating illegally for 4 years. Look at that, everyone. So what this article basically goes on to explain is the ways in which we don't even have the legal framework in our country for the ways in which we've already been tracked and traced through biometric ID verification systems, and yet our country's been doing it illegally. So what do you think they're doing right now? Like they did during COVID, where they monitored your compliance and your behavior and your resistance online. And of course, monitored our resistance recently when Alex had the whistleblower come in and say to him that you know, they were planning on reinstating mask mandates and injections. The whole world, it never went through because the whole world said, no way, we're not doing this. To think that they don't monitor public opinion, apart from manipulate it, but they monitor it so that they can manipulate it. And they're breaking laws of biometrically monitoring people as we speak in my country. I guarantee they're doing it in some way or another in other countries. We've seen how they violated the United States First Amendment by censoring people. Still no action for that. You as a government have colluded with big tech, and you have violated the U.S. Constitution. Well, what is that called? When a government violates a constitution, or when the government breaks laws, or illegally spies on its citizens, what is that called? Probably what Snowden was warning us about some years ago. I want to play one more clip, very quickly, and it's the COVID test score clip, team, if you can pull that one up. Another clip from China.
Your health record, when you, your last time go doing testing, if you don't do tests for a few days, you, the code will turn yellow. And, where did you go? They have all your life, entire set of data. The government has all the data. It's all done automatically. It's all done with machine, with all the AI technology. So the government can even reduce its police forces. It's all AI now. So with that code, you control your life. So how about if I go out, I lost my phone. So if you lost your phone, you'll not be able to go home. And you'll have to go through enormous trouble to get yourself another phone, another code. And it's now, I am not joking, but it's a real proposal today to inject some chips.
Inject some chips, a very, very real proposal to inject some chips. Now, why am I showing you this? Because this is the model they want for the whole world. Digital prison, digital gulag, everyone ruled by this social credit score. And team, if you can just play it as B-roll, don't have the sound going, but the vending machine video while I'm talking about this. Right now in China, reports from Song Ping on X, really recommend people check out his account, is that you've got to have a minimum social credit score of 550 to even use a vending machine in China, right? It will not work unless you have your social credit score verified by AI that you are a good little citizen with a score of 550 or above. I've been advised as well that this is the case as far as charging your electric vehicle goes. I know now we have legislation that's been introduced, I believe, by Massey to stop Biden's mandate for electric vehicles that sort of switch off by themselves. What do you think electric vehicles that can be operated by a kill switch are for, other than if you are not complying with the tyrannical government to switch off your ability to travel? To switch off your ability to go and purchase food. Again, I mean, if you are required to be a good little compliant citizen in order to purchase food, how long do you think your outage will be? It won't just be 14 hours knowing, oh, it's okay, it's going to come back up. That lady said that code can control your life, and if you lose your phone, you go through enormous trouble. Now remove the human being out of the picture, where you can discuss and plead your case with a human, and put AI at the helm. And what do you have? A system that offers you zero trust with no recourse whatsoever. We're already seeing how corrupt the judicial system is and how unjust it is in the case of Owen Schroyer. Very unjust. We're already seeing how the governments and the law is weaponized against the people. And what did she say? With AI, you can reduce the number of police officers. Heck, just have robots monitoring us. And the human conscience that comes with having human interaction is completely removed. The human conscience when it comes to discretion is completely removed. You have to deal with a machine to plead your case, and that machine isn't letting you plead anything, ladies and gentlemen, let me assure you. So Australia, take it as the test run for how life will be like under a zero trust model, except
Don't think of it as a 14-hour outage. Think of it as a permanent outage. How are we going to survive outside of this system? For me, everyone, this week was a reminder of how much more we need to be prepared and not depend on their systems. Grow our own food, have alternative communications, have cash or gold and silver. I'm a gold and silver person. Have other means to function without their system that ultimately seeks to enslave you in Australia. Prepare, because we've been told this could happen again. It's been an honor to be with you all today. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you to InfoWars. Support the InfoWars store to keep this broadcast alive. And God bless you all. I thank you.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you're having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster-absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.